and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 364. My name is Christopher Akio, and I am here with Travis Baum.
Correct.
And Jeff Chorty.
Word up.
That's all I could think of at that moment. Like, I blanked out for a second.
Negative,
Chris,
sir.
Chris started the show, and I was like, correct. Yes, that is true. You were here
sure,
with me.
Sure, yeah, that's true.
That okay. is a true statement.
Yes. Hopefully after a break, we will be joined by Mr. Jason A. Stryker, but we're not 100% sure just yet. Mm-hmm. Depends on what kind of day he's had, I guess.
His mood.
Today, we are going to be talking about your thoughts on E3. We got some emails to go through. Before that, we're going to do some distractions and a couple of news stories here and there. Then afterwards, we'll do new releases. We're going to go through the listener email for the feature. So we're going to skip that at the end, and then we'll talk about next week. So, before we do that, let's see what's up. Travis.
Hey.
What's up, dude?
Nothing exciting.
Nothing exciting in your state at all.
No, not at all. No,
we don't have to touch on that. That's politics.
No, yeah. It was just a normal week. Just, work, rest. I did a lot of cleaning. I did a lot of responsible stuff this week. Cleaning.
Oh, that's new for you.
And I cooked.
You cooked. God damn.
Yeah. I think I paid
that's definitely new for you.
I think I paid a bill.
Oh, shit.
Yes. One of them.
So what you're saying is Megan had the week off is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't mean that to be about sex. It's more of a jab at Travis.
No, it was about sex. When it's me and Jeff, it's always about sex. It's been a normal week. It's been good. It's just been surrounded by big, you know, video game stuff. So we'll get to that later. So I'm serious. Nothing exciting has happened. Jeff. What's up, my man?
Fuck yeah, not too much. A good friend of mine got engaged last weekend,
hey,
so I want to say
congratulations, friend
to,
of Jeff.
Well, Travis knows him. Martin and Allison got engaged.
Hey, Martin.
So they've been together for just a little bit less amount of time than Tanya and I were together. So they've been together for a good like 9 years, maybe more.
Wow.
So yeah. So,
he was your crutch over all that time that Tanya was waiting. No one's in a rush to get married. Yeah, honey. Like, look at Martin. They're chilling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or it could be the other way around. They could have been like, well, look at Jeff and Tanya. They've been together forever. They're not like,
shit or get off the pot.
Yeah. So you know. So congratulations to those two. They deserve each other. So they're good. What else did we do last weekend? So yeah, we hung out with some peeps last weekend. Had some drinks. Did all that kind of good stuff. Work was work. Boring. Don't want to hear about it. Didn't see any good movies. No, I'm good.
Yeah, no.
I'm good.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Chris.
Cool. I don't know if we talked about this last week, but I saw a movie. We saw Jurassic World last week.
I think we did talk about
it. Did we talk about that?
Did we talk about that?
I can't remember because I saw it to... Because yes, we did. Because I remember asking if you brought your.
Yeah.
I remember if you said
that's right. Because we recorded on Saturday, right, or something like that. I don't remember. Anyway,
I can't remember.
This weekend we're going to see Inside Out with
nice.
The kids.
I
so
see
that should be fun.
It's supposed to be great.
Yeah, I'm hearing it's supposed to be fantastic. So I'm really excited about that. Let's see what else. Liam is learning how to swim, so he's taking swim lessons. So Crystal's been taking him every day. Like it's 4 days a week. For the past couple weeks, and then he's going to be moving on to another class to continue his progress. Let me see. What else is going on? You started bowling again, so that's it. That's a thing. Work is really busy. We just finished our fourth sprint. We're now in hardening, which means we're cleaning up a lot of things and getting the application ready to be deployed to production. So that's exciting. And things are pretty good.
All right. I got way faster internet.
Internet?
Yeah, I went to call our internet provider, which is also like your cable provider, to like totally, mm-hmm. we're just going to totally cancel cable. Cause we're like, you know what? We don't watch too much stuff on TV. And when we do, we PVR it. We can just probably just get it like a la carte somewhere, like, you know, mm-hmm. download episodes. So I called basically just fucking cancel cable and they basically cut our bill down to like more than half and gave us a higher internet package, like unlimited gigs. And before I was getting 80 down and like 12 up. Now, the last time I did my speed test, we get 160 down and 12 up. Yeah.
Holy crap,
I'm like, holy
dude.
Shit. And like, they're like, I'm like, how long is this for? It's like, for me, no. It's like, just for a good year, whatever. And
12 months or something.
Yeah. I'm like, God damn. I'm like,
that's all you gotta do, man. Just call up and tell them you're gonna cancel.
Yeah. Cause usually I do that kind of knowing I'm bluffing and I think they can sense it. But this time I was totally like, no, we just don't want cable. We just get rid of it. And then in the back of mind, I'm like, when they gave us this rate, I was like, this doesn't make sense because our cable internet bill was like $200 or something like that a month. And it went down to like one. It was two something. It came down to 115. And just for me saying we're going to cancel cable. And they increased our internet stuff and everything. So I'm like, how is this? Like, wouldn't it have just been better for you guys to just not just let me cancel a cable? Because it'd probably be giving you guys still more money. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me how business works there. But I have no idea. It was just very, very fucking weird.
It's all a freaking scam anyway.
Oh, it's totally a scam. Yeah.
You know, if you can cut my bill in half for 12 months, why don't you just leave it that way? Why do you keep putting it up? You know, it's like they are like super quick to lower their price for you, right? So it's like, why? I mean, it's all a scam. It's all a scam.
Yeah, totally.
You know, if you guys use cable or something like that, every once in a while, like every 12 months, just call them up, tell them you're going
to
cancel.
Dude, and it was cheaper to keep the cable than when we would cancel it. When they gave us our, they're like, okay, well, if you actually cancel the cable, they said right away, we can still give you the deal on the internet, the higher internet package or whatever with the unlimited bandwidth, stuff like that. And I was like, okay, cool. But like, oh, wait, but if you actually keep the cable and bundle it, it's actually going to be even cheaper. So like, if we actually did cancel the cable and they were still going to give us a shit, it would have been like, $130 a month, but because we bundle it with a cable package, it went down to $115. I was like, crazy. All right, sure. Why the hell
and
not?
Seeing at the direction that everything's going, I mean,
a lot of people are.
Do you guys agree that these companies, like, you know, Time Warner, Comcast, and stuff like that, I mean, they're basically at the point where they're walking backwards and the cliff edge is getting closer and closer and closer, right?
Like, they're on the plank, point for sure.
They have to change their business model because everyone's going to
leave. They have to stop
with
the packages. It's bullshit. They need to start going a la carte. Like, that's one of the good things. I wish we had PlayStation. Is it Vue? PlayStation Vue?
Vue, yeah, that's coming.
Like,
it's like cities, right?
I haven't seen the prices yet, but like, I hope it comes here because I like the fact of just getting a channel for a certain price for a month. Like that to me, like I bought the Movie Network channel and it had to come with like six other channels and it was like a certain amount of money. Like all I wanted was TMN, which is our HBO.
Yeah.
For Game of Thrones. That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
But because you can't do that, you gotta buy fucking like this 10 channel fucking package that costs way more than just this. Yeah. Like they need to.
Hey, I want NFL Network. Well, you have to buy our sports entertainment mega package for $29.99.
Like for me, if I want NFL Network, I have to have like every channel there is. I have to buy like their gold package.
Yeah. It's fucking dumb. Yeah. And I don't know, what is it like there? Are HD channels premium there still?
No.
They're not?
No. Okay. Yeah, it all comes with it.
Because they are still here. Like, you cannot get basic cable in HD. Like, you have to get, like, the HD channel. Like, and, like, what the fuck, guys? It's like, HD's been, like, the standard for, what, 10 years?
Something like that.
Yeah. Like, around yeah,
price, that. When did pricing, the 360 come out?
2006?
It's getting there. Yeah.
Yeah.
How it's going to be priced
I've had HD TV for, like, 11 years, I think. So.
Yeah.
How it's going to be priced is going to be interesting because they have to base their pricing off of what prices are in the market now. And there are very, very few things in a market. You know, Netflix is, what, $8?
$8.
$9 Hulu's a month, something like that.
I think.
HBO is going to be $10, I believe. Is it $9.99 a month for just the channel itself and everything? So we're seeing, you know, Hulu and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Sling TV is doing some stuff, but that's kind of like a package deal.
That's what worries me, though, because it's like if you –
I mean, fuck.
Buy the package for cable?
Yeah.
I mean, you get like all the HBOs for $10.
Yeah.
You get like seven, eight, nine channels or something ridiculous like that.
Right.
So that's kind of that's what worries me with the a la carte version. But, you know, it'd be nice to be able to say, hey, I want this package, and NFL Network. You know,
Exactly. That's just what I want. I want to pay for what I want to watch.
Yeah, like, and when football season's over, click off the NFL Network.
And then
put it back on when the season starts again.
It's like I still have NFL Red Zone. It's like, why do I need that? It's like Red Zone only happens on Sundays during the NFL season.
Yep, and they're smart because they do that because they put the ones that are the most wanted and they divide that up into a bunch of shit that nobody cares about and they just charge you more for it.
Chris, you're paying for a channel that you're only going to use 16 times.
That's right.
16 times in a year.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like that's actually part of the same package as the NFL Network.
Right.
So there's no difference there. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Absolutely true. It really is.
Sorry, someone should do something about this. Really? Seriously. Well, this is a problem.
You can tell they're backing out because of all these things like Hulu and Netflix and even like
they're in trouble, man. They got to change
like all their shit.
And Google Fiber coming too.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, Google Fiber is making a big difference too. So
yeah.
I know that Google Fiber is supposed to come into a lot of Metro Atlanta areas and you know,
yeah,
as long as the infrastructure's there, they're going to be really putting a lot of pressure on cable companies because their package is a lot better than what cable companies are offering.
They have a really nice package.
Yeah. I like their package a lot.
Innuendo. Speaking of innuendo, games.
Games.
Yeah.
It's not innuendo at all. But
I only have one game to really talk about, so let's go. Okay.
Well, it better not be Destiny, because I will slap you.
It's not.
Travis.
Hey.
What you been playing,
I played
buddy?
Some Destiny.
Okay.
I got my
I'll
thorn.
Let you guys get your Destiny shit out. Go.
Real quick, Chris, I'm super excited that I got my thorn now because I'm relevant in Trials
Dude,
of Osiris.
Dude, you were relevant anyway. I mean, you guys were still winning.
That's so sweet, you know? Man. Thanks.
I think you were. I have no idea. I didn't play with you, so I just, you know, yeah. I hear you said.
Most of the time,
hey, I got like 5 or 6 wins. I got another armor piece. Hey, that's great.
Most of the times, it was
walked
pretty,
into trials
it,
yet. So.
It was pretty bad most of the times, Chris. I'm not going to lie to you. No, but I'm super excited about that, so we're going to jump into some trials this weekend with my new OP
Trials
weapon,
is a good game.
So I'm excited about that. But other than that, I mean, it's the same thing that all
it's
three
not
of us
nearly
are
as OP as Fellwinter's bullshit. That's just gonna say that.
I don't know. My Party Crasher +1's pretty nice.
Some of those overranged shotguns are way OP.
Yeah, so. They're insane. So, but yeah, no, this that and Batman.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Destiny was easy this week for me because it was like I jumped on Tuesday just to do the Nightfalls, and the Nightfall this week was
super easy.
Yeah, it was. We actually call him Rocket McDickface. But what's his name? Valis to Ark or something like that?
Yeah, you nailed it. Good job.
Rocket McDickface.
And they had Solarburn
historically,
on. So
historically, this boss has been one of the harder bosses, pain in
like
the ass.
Like, people would quit.
Bullet
if,
sponge.
If it like showed up in like a playlist, people would quit.
Yeah.
And they kind of neutered him. They took his health down like 30% or something like that. And you can walk in there right now with the Solarburn that they've got on because the best rocket launcher in the game happens to be Solarburn. Mm-hmm. And you just tear him up and he goes down in like
10 seconds.
Literally 30 seconds. I mean, he's
no.
gone.
Like 10 seconds.
If everybody has a Gallahorn and everybody fires all at the same time, yeah, he goes down in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, really, really quick.
Yeah,
it was a fun
we
week.
We literally finished 3 Nightfalls in less than an hour.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And then I played Batman. So there you go.
Yeah. Jeff?
Played some Witcher. Still playing the Witcher, which is good. It's funny.
It is way funnier
than people like think. Some of those missions, some of the characters are just really legitimately
It's
funny.
Also funnier than 2. 2 was dirty and dark
and
dark depressing.
And just, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this one is very, very tongue-in-cheek, for sure.
Yep.
I like that about it. I think that that humor lends itself to this world. And it adds, I mean, because it's still a depressing game. If shit doesn't go your way, it's pretty...
Oh, yeah, for
some
sure.
Really
but
bad
it has those
happen.
Like side missions, those characters that are just legit funny.
Yeah,
like
and
a guy
offers,
at some point
it
says,
offers up like
what,
a moment of levity that's really nice. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What in the sandwich fuck or something like that? Some ridiculous, stupid line. I'm like,
what
that is funny.
Fuck?
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? That's fucking funny.
What are you talking about, dude?
Like, what in the sandwich fuck? And even that part, when you walk into that part, it's kind of like dark and depressing, but like then the character says something like that, and you're like, oh, okay, what the hell's going on? So yeah, still plugging away that thing. That thing's going to take a while, and I don't think I'm even close to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Still liking it, though. And then I did some of the backwards compatibility stuff on the Xbox One. That was
nice.
On my,
how's that working?
Good. The only ones, I didn't try any of the disc-based stuff just because I've been lazy.
Oh, so you only did like
downloadable stuff. Yeah, I was already there. So I tried like Super Meat Boy, Perfect Dark HD, and
Alien
Omnibus,
I
think.
I got to say, you know, say what you will about the press conferences, you know, everyone's going to have a different opinion about which press conference was the best one and who won and stuff like that. But I honestly think that backwards compatibility was the biggest bombshell for me. I mean, that was...
It's good for people who haven't upgraded yet.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's because now I'm looking at it like, oh, I don't have to have both systems on my shelf. That makes it more enticing
for select games
to buy
though.
One. Yeah, sure.
When that library grows.
Okay, yeah. Keep in mind that it is an actual emulator. So all they need is for publishers to sign
to
on.
To say okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, that the reason it was the biggest bombshell was because no one saw it coming.
And I nobody mean, I did.
Had,
I like,
I had no idea they were even remotely thinking about yeah. that. So, you know, I still think that, like, from a game announcement standpoint, it really varies because I think, it, like, Microsoft yeah. won for this year, right? They've got the most stuff coming out this year.
Yeah.
Sony won for just general what kind of games like they've got stuff. And that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then the biggest bombshell was that backwards compatibility thing, and it was just crazy.
Yeah, if they do stick to their word and there's going to be over 100 games, like, at launch, when this actually launches in, like, the fall, and they say they're going to keep adding, like, literally, like, 100, like, every month. Like, it's not going to be – well, I'm sure you listened to – they interviewed them on Giant Bomb, Phil Spencer, and whatever, and they said literally they just need to put the software through an emulation thing, and it's done. Like, they don't have to do – like, there's hardly any back-end work at all. So as long as they get the okay from the publishers – it's fine. Yeah. So it's not like the 360 version, like 360 to Xbox or Xbox to 360, where there's like a bunch of technical stuff to go with it.
Yeah,
so,
they're not emulating the game.
Yeah, it's an actual.
They're emulating
the system.
The system.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it worked. I mean, like, to me, like, I've already been sold on both consoles, so it's not a big thing for me, but it could be big for people that have not upgraded to either console yet or have only got a PS4 and still have a big backlog. Because a lot of people who were 360 people last gen went to PS4 for obvious reasons. So there's a lot of people who probably still have their entire library of Xbox 360 games. And they're like, oh shit, well.
Yeah, I still got like 60 something games on my shelf.
So it's like, hey, why not?
The backwards compatibility, the announcement was probably the first time I was kind of like this for the announcement of Tomb Raider, kind of, but this was the first time I really
surprised.
Said, damn, I shouldn't have sold my, Xbox One. Eh. Like, it was just one of those things where I knew there was going to come a time.
But do you have your 360 hooked up, though?
I do, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
It hasn't died on me yet.
Yeah.
Might as well keep it going.
Nice.
Me as well. Other than that, you had his Batman.
Batman.
Let's talk about Batman,
the Arkham Knights.
I have not gotten as far as you guys, I don't think. So
have you
I have passed Ace Chemical. I think I've done like one or two story missions after that because I've been looking at some of the side stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you're probably a little bit past me. We're probably at the same point in the story, but you've done more than me. But
okay. I think I'm a little I'm further than that, yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm kind of close, not close to the end of the main story, but probably about two thirds, I think, roughly.
Well, I'll kick it off. I'm digging it a lot.
Well, I was going to say that the one thing that really gets me right now is that, man, can you tell the difference when Rocksteady does this fucking
game? Oh, for sure.
I mean, like Origins, I played Origins, I beat Origins, I liked it a lot, okay? But when I sat down with Arkham Knight, it was like I was playing Arkham City again. I was like, oh, I was immediately into it. Like everything, like the dialogue, the story behind it and all that. Everything was kind of drawing me in.
Oh.
And now it's like, I get home and it's like, I get to play Batman later instead of I'm going to play Destiny later. You know, I mean, this is the first game that's
first game
really
game
done that
excited
for me.
To play, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also it looks absolutely gorgeous.
Oh,
like,
God,
it looks,
it really does.
And, like, they delayed this game, and I think for good right. It was the first next-gen game on Digital Foundry where they actually said, like, holy shit, like, this is finally what these consoles should be able to do. Like,
yeah, I think this is the best-looking game.
And it's pretty amazing. It's polished. It's not glitchy. Like, I've not had a problem with it, like, glitchiness or anything like that.
I mean, even simple things like the way that the rain falls
That's not even in the PC version.
I know. It's not even on the PC version. It's crazy. The PC version is, they
the
ported that.
Version.
They third-partied that out, and it's crap, you know? Like, to the point where they pulled it down. I mean, that's pretty bad.
Take that, PC Master Race. Eat my scrotum. Jason, wait till you get here later.
I mean, it's just like seeing the reflections off the puddles on the street.
It looks
that kind of thing. It's all very deliberate and very polished. Mm-hmm. You know, it's incredible.
And the costumes, just the textures on the character models are unreal.
When Batman got his new suit, I was like, oh, he looks so cool.
Yeah, just the application of the suit on, like, going on to him, it was Kind of an astonishing thing to see. I mean, it's like I said it just a second ago, but yeah, I think this is the best looking. I mean, if people are graphics whores and they haven't jumped on Batman, they're doing a disservice because.
Oh, for sure.
It is.
Overall, I think it's the best looking game. On
the best looking game so far.
Or
yeah.
Current gen so far.
Yeah, it's really good. And I think Chris mentioned like the dialogue and the story. It's really, really great. We mentioned Ace Chemicals. We're kind
I
of.
I
want
to call something
like
right now because you guys are both done with the Ace Chemical part.
Mm-hmm.
Totally fucking nailed my prediction, by the way. Don't go into spoilers, but
okay.
I'll talk to you guys on break. But
okay.
Not only did I kind of, because I you know what? I'm doing a fucking humble, this isn't even a humble brag. This is a fucking, I'm bragging my ass because a lot of people said, no, it ain't going to fucking happen. Not going to happen. I was like, it's going to happen. Not only do they call that it was going to happen, almost
it's getting to like obvious of a conversation. So
a little bit, if people remember that show. But I mean, at that point, they've probably
now be spoiled
Batman,
if they haven't played it.
Yeah, it's not in whatever. It happens like the first like fucking hour of the game. Whatever.
There is something that I was impressed with, and this is something that I didn't get from the other games. Freaking jump scares. I mean, are you guys getting that?
One in particular made me jump about a foot off my couch and scream.
No doubt. And it's because of partially what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, not that one. Okay, I was talking about this earlier, like kind of with Sniper.
I think I know what you're talking about.
And it's one kind of little bit after that, but Sniper has not experienced this yet because I think it's random when it actually happens. Right. I'll talk to you guys about it like on the break. But
there's a certain
character you meet, and the way you meet them for the first time,
it's a jump scare
pulse,
big time.
Yeah, I had my Pulse Elites on, and I'm sitting there playing it, and I jumped and screamed. I was like, oh my god! I was like, wow, holy shit!
I think I know which. If you're talking about the one, I think you're talking about that was definitely the biggest. I've had like three of them at this point.
They were pretty
minor. The others were pretty minor, but
yeah.
I'm impressed because that was something that was not in City or Arkham Asylum at all.
No, this is something kind of new. Like I was never scared playing any of the other Batman games, like jump scary. Yeah.
And I do like the Batman universe, in an M-rated video game world. Like it really lends itself to how serious and dark the situation is.
Yeah.
For everybody, because I mean, obviously, nothing that Batman does is M-rated because he's the good boy.
The good guy.
But but the villains are brutal. Like they are really, really, really
beginning,
brutal.
You see, Two-Face shoot a cop in the face, kind of thing.
You kind of get a little bit of a flashback of what one character does to another, and it's really fucking hard to watch. If that's vague enough for you guys to understand what I'm talking about.
Hmm.
One of the things that I was really happy with was that, in combat scenarios, that they're actually showing that the enemies have learned from the Arkham Knight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Arkham Knight is giving them information. Like, you don't wait until halfway through the game to blow up the perches up in the, you know, where the,
where Batman hides up at the top. Yeah,
you know?
Like the gargoyle
they start
things.
Doing that really, really quickly is like, it's almost as soon as
But they don't do it cheaply though. They don't do it like where every single one you jump on is going to have one of those things, which is good.
But, and like even the greats, it's like they see you in the
they
greats.
They see you in the greats.
You know, and you have to kind of hide and you have to, you know, more.
Yeah, if they're facing
more strategic
down
about
at
where
it,
they're going.
They'll see you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they made it more of a hardcore stealth game. Like you have to be extra
careful. Of course, you just walk away and it says, "Oh, it was nothing."
No, it wouldn't be.
You know, there's
fun
still that, but you know,
they had some cool mechanics. The whole fear takedown mechanic is awesome.
Man, I was
fear
love
takedown
that.
Was the
that is
best.
Really,
yeah.
really good. That's probably my favorite addition at this point because I seek those out because they're so cool, man. I seek them out.
It reminds me a lot of what Far Cry 3 does, where you can eventually level your character up enough where you can take one guy hostage, and then it'll automatically go into slow-mo, and you can pick two more guys to take
out
immediately.
Throw knives or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's really, like, really listening. Like, it's... Yeah, so you can sneak up on a character. As long as you have, like, one stealth kill, kind of like... I guess that builds up your fear meter.
Yeah.
And then you can go up to, like... Well, like, I don't know if you can upgrade it, but up to three people. If you sneak up on one dude, it'll be a slow-motion instant knockout.
Yeah.
And then you can slow-motion around and, like, hit the square button to attack another person. And then you move the camera to find another guy, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, instant knockout, three dudes. And it's cool slow-motion animation. It's really
and you
cool.
can level that up to five guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's... And I have a feeling that you're going to need it later on. Because I was just flying around the city, and I... got spotted and started getting shot at. Mm-hmm. And I kind of doubled back to see what was going on. And this is like early on in the game. And there's like literally like 12 dudes. Two of them have those freaking shock stabs. Like one or two of them has a gun. One's got a knife. And like there's one guy in full body armor. I'm mm-hmm. like, I ain't fucking with that. I'm going.
Yeah. But even if you don't have the fear takedown in your arsenal, I mean, just jumping into the fight is so much better. And we've seen this fighting system emulated in so many different
Sense
games.
Sense Asylum, yeah.
Yeah, but nobody
Sense,
does it yeah. better.
But, I mean, these guys, they stepped up to the plate. It's the guys, new generation, we're going to make this game look amazing, yada, yada. And then they get to the point where they go, okay, this is the combat. We started this, now let's continue it. And it's almost like the pioneers remastered it and just made it even better. And I'm so shocked at how much more I'm enjoying. Because the combat's always been great. It's been a great mechanic. But there comes a point in the game where I either get – it's half boredom, half frustration. Yeah. And I've been getting a lot of different types of enemies a lot earlier thrown at me, and I have not gotten frustrated once. It's so much smoother. It just, I don't know, they made it easier just out of sheer better gameplay, if that makes sense.
I don't see that much of a change in terms of how you do everything. How you can pick up weapons and like the environmental stuff.
How you actually fight obviously hasn't changed, but I think they have the system itself, like the engine just runs the fighting system better.
Yeah,
and it's so much.
I think I know what you're talking about because it does feels different. I mean, it doesn't feel different. It just feels like, it feels better.
Yeah. You know, I find myself
flowing. Tell that there's not a lot that they changed. Like they didn't change anything. I think they just tweaked a few things.
They just made it better.
I think I know what you're about to say, Travis, but I'm getting a lot more like perfect flow combos out
there
of
it is. Yeah,
out of
exactly.
It here.
Because I never got that in the old games.
Yeah, the old games, it was like I would do that once in a while, but this time it was like I got like two or three in a row, and I'm like, oh, sweet. You know, I don't know what they did. I can't point it out, but it really just feels like the game responds better.
A lot better.
I think they gave us a little bit of leeway with like, with the button presses. They gave a little bit of more of a margin of error because like there were a couple of times where I hit a button twice by accident. And, you know, he still only did one attack animation and I still had my combo and I could go into something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they kind of tweaked a few things to make it a little bit more lenient just to make it more fun.
And you can still just as easily fuck it up by, you know, being erratic on the controls. You can still mess it up. They didn't make it like, you know.
No, it's not super mashy. It's not like, even that lenient as like Mordor. Like Mordor was super lenient in that regard. But it's. Yeah, no, I kind of see what you're saying. Like, or it could just be we're used to these type of games now, and it just seems easier. But
yeah, I mean that's true too.
Like, I don't see too much difference between the actual like hand to hand combat stuff. I still am not that good at it. But
right.
But it's I don't know. It's good. Overall the game feels awesome. I think it feels like the most felt like I'm playing as Batman game out of all four of the games so far.
Oh, for sure.
Part of that has to do with the Batmobile. This is like the big.
See, I think that takes away from it.
I think it does take away. This is like, I've never seen like a mechanic so split down the fence.
Yeah.
You like it.
There are some things that are super fun.
Yeah.
And then there's others that are just like, why do I have to do this?
Well, you know, the second I went into the options and changed the toggle button configuration. The toggle and the button configuration, it made my life so
toggle
much
like
more.
Toggling into the tank.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
tank
so
mode.
You don't,
so you, just,
so you don't have to hold
so
down
have to
the
hold
button.
It down?
Yeah, it toggles
okay,
it.
That,
so
that
you,
might help.
Yeah.
And then what
lot.
Did you switch the brake around to
yeah.
R2 or
yeah.
L2?
Yeah,
yeah. That probably yeah. makes sense.
It
that
makes
was
it
one
so
of my
so
biggest
my
issues.
That.
Was yeah, that
Dude,
was one of my
it.
Biggest issues. Was it took
keep,
a little while to get used to the fact that that L2 didn't do anything.
Yeah, because like I play a lot of racing games, and just by habit. I'd be driving with like R2 and then I'd be going like to L2 to do brake and nope.
To do a brake and no, you turn into the tank.
Yeah, turn into the tank. Right. Like, well, that just slowed me down to nothing. And now I'm like, oh fuck. So,
but I think I think that's something that at first it was by design. And then maybe when they were previewing it, they were like, maybe we should give people an option.
Yeah.
You know, this is the way
I think that part of it was that they set it up on square because a lot of what you're doing from a braking perspective is not necessarily braking, but
it's like
more
e-braking.
More e-braking, and that's kind of where e-brake is usually. And, you know, I mean, I'll be, but the problem is what,
the other L doesn't break at all. That's the problem.
Right. And that's where it kind of makes things weird. Yeah. The other thing is that there's not like a stop, you know, it's like you're either it's hard to find that balance where the car actually stops and stay in it.
Right.
You know, unless you turn into the tank. That's the good thing. If you turn into the tank, you pretty much just stop in place.
Are you guys digging the tank? Cause I like it a lot. Cause I'm on kind of both sides of the fence. I do think it takes away from the actual Batman playing, and this is the way the Batmobile controls and the damage you do. It's very uncharacteristically Batman, the way he's doing stuff like that. So it does kind of take away
from
the Batman
world. They cover it in the story,
though. They do.
It's a cop out in the story.
It is a total cop out. But I mean,
it's a cop out. Oh, they're unmanned. Oh, perfect. I can blow shit up then.
Like, well. When you look at the other games that were like the other Batman games, they need to add some kind of gameplay mechanic that separated it from all of them. Or also just be like, well, it's Batman again, the exact same shit. And that
I know,
happy
but it's fine.
Why
and
they
it,
added
it does take away from it. I'm also with you, Jeff. I am also with you. I think the gameplay is really fluid and solid. And I've read reviews. I know that some things get a little janky down the road, but
yeah,
I'm actually really enjoying my time with like all the puzzle based mechanics and the combat in general. I think the combat's really fun, kind of like building up your meter and then shooting missiles out. I think it's a blast.
Yeah, I'm just afraid that's the only thing you kind of do in it. That's the one thing I'm afraid of, because like I think this is the weakest start to a Batman game out of all of them, including Origins. Like the first hour and a half of this, I was like, oh man, I don't know if I like this, because they force that Batmobile stuff on you. Without really,
especially when you got to Ace Chemical.
Oh my god, yeah. They totally ran that down your throat. And then, as I'm in the kind of the middle of the game now, I like how you can kind of pretty much for majority of the time pick whether you want to travel by Batmobile or not. I love that. But I'm also reading reviews where, this is why I should probably never fucking read reviews, that it gets really Batmobile heavy towards the end of the game too. I'm like, why? Don't force it on people. Like, I really like it. Like, there's some cool moments I've had where I've gone down there and beat up some dudes, and then I was like, oh shit, I call him my Batmobile, I jump up, flip into it, drive my Batmobile really quick, and then I fucking launch up through the fucking roof, which is amazing, and you shoot like 3,000 feet in the sky, especially if you have the upgrade, and then you're just flying across the entire Gotham. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
And to be fair, the Batmobile looks freaking fantastic.
Oh, it looks great. In the main mode, like the main Batmobile mode, it looks
awesome. Even when you transform into the tank, I'm really impressed in how well they did like the physics with the actual, with the way that it moves around with the wheels. Like you'll see
the
wheels flip around
and everything.
Yeah. They did a really, really good job with that. So
in the passenger seats in the back, all that stuff is fully functional. It's all fully functional in game. It's really cool looking.
The roller coaster seats in the back.
Yeah, it's great.
I like it. Like so far, I like it. I'm not going to test it until I beat the game, but I think it mixes it up a little bit, especially after that. I'm at this one part in the story. I just beat you're in like this blimp, and I really did not like this part of the gameplay in this area. And I'm like, I want to just get back to the Batmobile or do something cool. So I'm like, I just hope it's not as bottom heavy as it was top heavy for the.
Yeah, some of the reviews are really polar. You know, it's polarizing.
It's really weird.
Some of them are like, oh my gosh, it's a 10, and then you see someone else say
it's like
it's a seven.
Yeah, you know? it's really strange. But I do love it. Like in terms of the whole atmosphere and you playing as Batman, because there's the Batmobile, because like just the way he's like the detective mode in this game is so good. Like whenever you're doing any kind of like detective mode stuff, or when you're doing the whole video stuff, when you have to rewind the video and see like the evidence and stuff like that with the four cameras, that's really cool.
That. Yeah, that was that. Fun.
I'm like, they took what Origin did and stepped it up a level. I was like, because I thought Witcher has the same similar mechanic, and I thought, I was like, oh, this does it better than Origin, and this was like, holy shit, this is way better than both of them. I think it's really. Yeah, sure they don't have fucking security cameras in The Witcher, but a little bit harder to do.
You still have to search for clues though. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Witcher senses.
There you go. I'm liking Batman.
But yeah, Batman's great. I love it.
I think it's awesome. Like, I don't know where it's going to be, like, how much I get at the end of the year, but right now I'm really, really, really liking it. Like, it's just the most polished, best looking depending on what your style is, but in terms of like, developers take notice or publishers take notice, because delay your shit, because there's been no problems with this game at all.
Yeah. If you're not playing on PC, that is.
If you're not playing on PC, but I mean on consoles. Like, I'm thinking, like, strictly consoles. Like, this was a console game. It was made for consoles. secondary PC. Other console games made for console, secondary PC, haven't really worked out too well. This one, so far, is really good.
Yeah, I like it. Thumbs up so far.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool. Anything else about Batman?
No, I think I'm done with Batman.
All right.
Till next week when we've already beat it, hopefully, and we can talk about
it. Yeah, I don't have
shit.
Anything else to add. I wanted to try out Drive Club, the PS Plus version.
Yeah,
I tried to download it.
My hard drive is full.
Oh, your hard drive is full.
My hard drive is full, so I've got to get a...
Clean that fridge, baby.
I either got to clean it out or get another one, but we'll see. But there is one kind of topic we wanted to touch on from a news perspective, and that's the shit show that
is the Destiny stuff.
The Destiny SKUs.
Mm.
And Travis, I don't know, I know you kept up with all this. I'm not sure what your opinion of it was, but.
Yeah.
The idea is that they had the special edition. There was a physical special edition that was only available at GameStop and is now gone.
Right.
Then there's a digital special edition, which was $80 and came with, everything from year one plus the Taken King plus all this, additional content.
Correct.
Then there is a physical $60 version that comes with everything. Basically the game, the two expansions, and the Taken King.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the $40 download of just the Taken King.
Exactly.
And the big stink was that, there's no way to get the additional stuff that comes with the collector's edition if you're only downloading the Taken King. And, what's his name? Luke Smith? Is that?
Yeah, Luke Smith, the creative.
It is Luke Smith?
Creative director.
Yeah. He just had a horrible interview with Eurogamer.
Horrible.
He did not represent himself well at all.
Or
Bungie,
the company.
For that matter.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. It was smug and glib and, he just couldn't get his points across you gotta credit the Eurogamer interviewer, because he was just not letting up. He wanted answers. He saw that people on their website wanted answers, so he was asking for them and, Luke Smith just kind of crashed and burned, which was surprising because this guy comes from a journalistic background. He wrote for Kotaku, openly, had issues with the way
a lot of
Dark
people
Below.
Did this kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just kind of one of those things where Bungie or Activision should have had someone on deck, have Deej down there or have someone else on deck from PR or marketing to say, hey, look, they're going to handle this, which that's probably going to happen from here on. But yeah, the big thing to summarize what Chris said, if you didn't get the physical copies, which most are all sold out now, you missed out on a whole bunch of extra stuff that you couldn't get, especially if the fact was you didn't want to spend more money on content you've already purchased.
Right.
Aside from getting the standalone expansion, every other version, you would have to basically repurchase the vanilla Destiny and the two smaller expansions that we've already received. And that was kind of crap. Reddit, 4chan, no one was having it. And so Bungie had to apologize very, very, very quickly.
Very
quickly.
Their weekly update came out a day early so they could apologize.
Yeah, and you can guarantee Luke Smith was forced to kind of head that up
way.
And informally apologize through their weekly update. But they rectify the situation by...
To an extent.
To an extent, which...
It's still pricey.
Oh, it's extremely pricey, because it was $20 for the expansion packs a piece. So $40 worth of expansion, all the content we get, as much as we shit on top of some of the expansions in terms of how much it didn't give us, regardless... we're looking at three emblems, three shaders, and three emotes for $20. That is not a lot of content.
And three class items that apparently give you experience bonuses.
Which is cool. And that's what mainly people wanted. People were in a situation where others were going to get items that actually benefited their character.
And that's the thing. It's $20, though, and that's a lot for that.
Yeah.
That
so content. Basically, you buy the digital version of the Taken King standalone for $40, and you tack on the extra $20 goodie bag, I guess you could say. Yeah. So, they're just gonna have to put more information out on that before I drop the $20. I need to know exactly what I'm paying for. So I need to know the specifics of the the stat boost and the experience boost and everything. I need to know that kind of stuff. So, they put a Band-Aid on it. They said there's a lot more information to come. More goodies that people are going to get, so we'll see.
Yeah, they mentioned that things are going to be that people that are level 30 or that have gotten both expansions are going to get some additional stuff. So we'll see where that leads us.
But shit was getting ugly, son.
Yeah, it was.
It was getting ugly. Ooh. Man.
It was rough.
We haven't had a good controversy in gaming in a while. Like, Gamergate's dying down. People are starting to, like, well, what's going on? We got some good games out, I guess. That's pretty cool. Oh, shit. Destiny's fucking up. Look at him. So yeah, I mean, that's basically all the news, man. It's post E3, so it's like kind of dead out there,
it's
right?
Yeah, slow. So everybody's getting back and packing their shit.
Fallout 4 is not delayed yet, so that's good.
That's right. All right. Well, why don't we take a break? When we come back, we'll talk about your emails for your opinions on E3.
Yeah,
and then,
I'm looking forward to this.
Do some new releases and talk about next week. So, stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Bow, bow.
Word.
It's time to wake up.
And welcome back.
Thank
you, sir.
Hey, so, welcome me.
Travis has grown. He's grown. Got about a foot and a half.
I'm a big boy
now. He has a much deeper voice.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where that. Oh wait, no, that's Jason.
Oh, hey, it's me,
ladies and gentlemen. Jason A. Stryker has joined us, and Travis actually left. He's got some other things he's got to take off care of. So still three guys, and this time Jason is taking
three dudes, one podcast.
See you, Travis.
Three dudes, one podcast. Jason is taking his original position on the podcast.
OG, so, yeah. I still have power
right.
here.
That's mm-hmm. right. and now we are going to go over what you guys thought of E3. We got a few emails for this, and we're going to go through those. We also have Mr.
Wait.
Brian Jackson, that's Nabishin, who sent the hype meter.
I love
so we're
this
get
stuff.
To that
I love
as
it.
Well.
What's up, Nabishin?
I have it twice a year, but I love that stuff.
Oh, he's not on the call with us.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. I was excited.
Okay. along the way, we'll also get some thoughts from Mr. A Striker about his experience with E3.
Oh, boy.
So I'm sure he'll have some things to talk about, but I guess we'll get into it.
I
so
worked
who's,
hard.
Who's starting out?
You know what? Let me do it.
All right.
I'm anxious to get back into the swing of things. I miss you guys. So,
go for it.
So this first one. Oh. Is a doozy, and it's also sent by L. Doozy.
Oh, I see what you did there.
It's a long email. It's hello, and
it's
here's
a doozy.
Day one, folks.
It's been a while since I've written in. Life gets in the way, apparently. Taking care of a newborn infant is the hardest, most realistic game I've ever played.
Truth.
Anyways, for the first time ever, thanks to a slight promotion where I'm left in an office unsupervised, I was able to watch most of the major press conferences.
Awesome.
I have to say this is probably my favorite E3 in years. I work about two blocks from the LA Convention Center in downtown Los Angeles, and I've been seeing banners go up for the past couple of weeks. Right away, this gave me a good feeling as I started seeing various posters for different games go up. So yeah, back to the meat. Microsoft. As someone that owns an Xbone, I was extremely excited to see what they had in store. The backwards compatibility was quite a surprise, even though I've remained skeptical. I think this was something that nobody was expecting. Next, that new Xbox Pro controller. What the fuck, Microsoft? That thing seems pretty nuts. I want to see how well it's implemented into games. That Rare collection seemed pretty cool, and I'm excited to see more of that pirate game they were working on. To me, though, the best part of the conference was Tomb Raider. Fuck, I am so excited for this game. Also, honorable mention for Cuphead. Shit looks legit.
Cuphead looks so good.
For the Tomb Raider thing, I don't even like what they showed at the conference. Watch the 15-minute gameplay behind closed doors video they showed.
Yeah.
It looks so much better. Like, why didn't they show more of that stuff?
Yeah, anyway. What they showed at the conference was really kind of weak.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that great. But
I agree. Ubisoft, aside from Assassin's Creed, which I burned out on after Black Flag, I thought they had a really strong showing. The new South Park game, The Division, new Rainbow Six, and that Ghost Recon Wildlands with all the cocaine. Is that the cocaine one?
That is the cocaine, yeah.
Okay, good. All right. I'm remembering correctly. what's not to be excited about? One thing I do have to complain about, though, which is a small detail, I think they needed a new speaker. I'm a fan of Aisha Tyler from Archer. She's great. I love her. But man, for some reason, she annoyed the shit out of me. Really? Let's make a meme?
Yeah, I don't like her.
I like her.
I don't like her as a speaker either.
More for me.
Ubisoft. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I like her a lot. Like, she seems like a legit, like, you know, she gets excited about games and stuff like that. But yeah, sometimes companies give you talking points that you have to kind of stick to.
You have to do it. Yeah.
You have to work with other people, and maybe you didn't get a chance to rehearse some of your skits. And yeah, sometimes that
makes for awkward moments.
Live TV, folks. Squeenix. What I pretty much got from this was, fuck you. We will release these games when they're ready.
That's accurate, I believe. Yeah.
Yep. Also, the dude with the Majora's Mask moon looking thing. Keep doing what you're doing, buddy. I don't know who you are, but from now on, you'll be known to me as a Slipknot of video games.
I don't get what he's referring to there.
I forgot his name. He did like a Nier and shit like that. Weird mofo.
Oh,
weird,
so he came out there with like a mask thing on.
Yeah. And he was like doing like, you know, open palm clapping. It was just very strange. And that dude is a character for sure. And like,
gotcha.
I've seen some like videos of like documentary style stuff where he did like a puppet show from like behind a couch or something. Mm-hmm. He's an odd duck, but
weird.
I dig
all that. Right.
EA. Didn't get to watch this one much, and I feel that it is too late
now.
Didn't
miss much either. So.
but hey, Mass Effect.
That's a thing.
Mirror's Edge.
Also a thing.
And did you guys know they're doing Star Wars Battlefront?
I had no idea that they were going to be showing that 15 minutes from now.
Until
That's
Battlefront.
That's so funny. They knew where they're ready. Like, we know what people are watching this for.
What else we got? Yeah. Sony. Also, didn't get to watch this one much, but fuck yeah, Final Fantasy VII Remake. Mm-hmm. Fucking excited for this, and this is my favorite Final Fantasy. It's the game that got me into RPGs. I get people dislike it for some reason, but that's your opinion. And if you try to persuade me otherwise, I will send Squeenix Moon Guy to haunt you in your fucking dreams.
Nice. Good call. I honestly enjoyed 7 when I played it. I would rather see 6 as a remake. I think that would be a better choice.
That would be crazy. Yeah, it depends on like which style, I guess, they put it in. Because, yeah. when they redid 4, right?
They remade the original 4.
Or 3, I forget. But then they gave it like 3D models and shit like that. And it was just a little strange.
It was weird. Yeah.
It was a little weird, but. I'm on board for Final Fantasy VII Remake.
I'll
get it again. I know I will.
I didn't beat it. I never beat any Final Fantasy, but I love the shit out of what I played on that game because I borrowed it from somebody, and that was only the third RPG, I think, fourth. It went Final Fantasy VI, Albert's Odyssey, Panzer Dragoon Saga, and then I think Final Fantasy VII?
Oh, yeah?
I think in some kind of weird
I played
order.
The shit out of that game, dude. Yeah. I maxed out the clock. I got the gold chocobo. I beat the emerald and the ruby weapons.
Fuck yeah.
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 I played the hell out of it.
I was heavy into RPGs at the time, like right before this. And I heard this was coming out and I was like, fuck, I need this as soon as possible. So I actually,
I need that
my
PlayStation thing so I could play Final Fantasy.
That thing was huge.
Yeah.
I was like,
I imported the fucking game, played through it once.
You're insane.
Yeah,
in Japanese.
You're insane. I don't understand how
I brought it over to everybody's house. I'm like, oh my fucking god, look at this shit.
It's in Japanese. How
it's
do you
in
think
3D.
It's-
Watch, there's this summon that I can set off and it takes 10 minutes. It's awesome.
But it's so cool. Let's watch it again.
It was a visual tour de force. Real talk though, like the game's not like super.
Really?
Cool. Sorry. It doesn't. I don't think it holds up well. And we'll
see.
I'm
not an RPG connoisseur, so but I liked it.
Yeah, from an RPG standpoint, it's really not the greatest, but I probably will end up picking it up again.
Yeah, me too. I want to see what the new shit they do.
What they do with it in 2018 when it comes out.
Pretty much
on the PS5 and the Xbox 2 or whatever the hell they're gonna call it.
The Xbox 1000.
Yeah,
like some weird number. Xbox. Nintendo fucking hype for Mario Maker point times 4.
He's pretty hype for that then.
He's super excited about that. I want to know like who's super hyped to make Mario levels or who's super hyped to play.
He is
I guess so. Apparently. Well, he's hyped for the game, but does he want to make levels or does
Jeff
he want to play
is.
Really fucked up Mario levels. I think I just want to play really fucked up Mario.
I think that kind of some of the things that got me with that is like, you can actually, set up a bullet bill to shoot out fucking Goombas or coins or whatever. And I was like, that's kind of neat. It's like you're actually modifying. You're not just making levels. You're also modifying the rules of Mario, and that's pretty neat.
And they've got some like intuitive tools, like in order to create those levels or to modify shit. Like you drag a mushroom to an item.
Yeah, it looks really.
And it grows, and it's like that makes sense. Okay, I get this. So, yeah, hopefully the tools are implemented well enough. Because normally I'm just like I don't want to make a level, but if they make it super easy and fun, we'll see.
For me, it's more if they integrate the community levels better than what they're. Usual,
like
networking type,
like sharing type which is pretty much non-existent.
Anything that requires internet for Nintendo has been an issue. So
what's your Mario Maker ID?
Every fucking level you make has its own
what's your
ID.
What's your Mario Maker code? You have to type in the code.
So there you go. Those are my impressions. I apologize for the long convoluted email. I know I left some stuff out, hey, I'm typing this email from a government computer.
There you
employer.
Go.
And I don't want to waste people's tax money on typing emails about video games. That would be super shitty. Don't ever do that.
Yeah, and I'm sure that you're the only person that ever does that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wastes time. No worries.
P.S. Can I also mention how much of an awesome job the smaller sites did with this E3? Giant Bomb, Kind of Funny, and GameSpot, not such a small site, did a great job with the coverage. Kudos to them. Until next time, El Doozy.
Thank you, El Doozy.
Giant Bomb is a small site? What are you doing? What are you talking about?
Yeah, Jason works there, kind of.
Yeah, that place went downhill. Thank you, El Doozy.
Yeah, thanks a lot. All right, so we have another one. Jeff, why don't you
do this one? Holy crap. Okay, deep breath here. All right. Okay. First, I have both consoles, so there is no biased judgment, fanboy comments in brackets here. Let me ask you guys an honest question. What games do we as PS4 owners have to look forward to for the rest of this year? Of course, I'm only talking about exclusive titles for this entire discussion, or this entire discussion would be utterly pointless. Okay, what does Xbox One have to offer this year? For me personally, Rise of the Tomb Raider and Halo 5. Now, all the amazing exclusive titles, Shenmue 3, Street Fighter 5, Final Fantasy 7 Remake, and The Last Guardian, I mentioned for our PS4s prior to saying this are fucking groundbreaking, but they will not be released until 2016. Okay, sorry, I'm scrolling here. Sony really disgraced themselves this time by ending their conference with Uncharted 4 for the second time in a row. I mean, for fuck's sake, Sony, show some class.
Dishonored your family, Sony.
I wouldn't say disgraced at all. No. I will say, I remember, like, because Chris and I, Travis, were watching the Sony conference. We were hoping it wasn't going to end with Uncharted because we wanted to see something new. But by the time that Uncharted thing was done, we were like, God damn, that
was good. That was really cool.
Yeah. We were all kind of like, oh, they are doing Uncharted. We were expecting, like, God of War or something.
Some
new
announcement. I mean, to actually end off with something we've already seen. It just seemed like a bad idea, but what they showed
but
was.
But it looked awesome.
Yeah, really good. I thought it was a good thing to show off. And
yeah, I don't know what else you wanted. It was like hand jobs for fanboys all around.
Yeah, pretty much.
From what I understand, that was not a video either. It was basically they booted up a second dev kit and did a live. What I mean is it was a live gameplay demo. Because right. You know they had the issue.
Somebody was playing it.
Yeah, someone was playing. So what we originally thought was, okay, the controller fucked up, and then they played like a video of the playthrough. They actually switched over to a different dev kit apparently, and they played that was an actual playthrough.
Always have a backup.
Exactly.
Yep.
So he goes on to say, can we agree that the best presentation of Uncharted was when they showed Uncharted 2 gameplay at E3 2009, Drake in the Collapsing Hotel? I can't really remember.
I agree that was kind of awesome. Yes, I think that was kind of awesome. But honestly, I think that what they've showed of Uncharted 4, it may not match that in spectacle, but it matches it to me in the things that you can do. Like the first one, they showed a lot of expansion of like the type of gameplay that you can expect from Uncharted. And this one is, you know, now you're doing a lot more, you're actually have driving areas where you can go multiple paths. Yeah. And they basically said straight out, it's like, we just show you the destination and, you know, how you get there is up to you. And I think that's really cool. I mean, is the spectacle as great as the Collapsing Hotel? No, probably not. But I think from what's interesting about the game standpoint, sure. I think they did a better job with Uncharted 4 at this point.
I hear you. Ever since I bought my PS4 at launch day, there hasn't been a single exclusive title that gets me excited to turn on my console until this day.
Really?
Which is very sad and embarrassing considering the console has been out for over a year and a half. I actually bought multi-platform games because I felt sorry for my PS4, like Dying Light, Battlefield Hardline, Life is Strange, and GTA 5. Now I know there have been exclusive releases such as The Order and Bloodborne, but those games aren't for me, and that's my opinion. I'm entitled to it. I think I know who this is.
Just to stop for a second. So he wants them to, like, you know, commit seppuku or whatever up on stage, but he's named some good first party like releases, exclusives, but they're just not up his alley. So he wants them to die. I don't understand.
Well, I can kind of go. I mean, like, the PS4 exclusive has been really weak, dude.
Oh, truly,
like it's been absolutely their worst since.
I think out of all of them.
Of their console launches, this is the weakest of the exclusive lineup. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And you know, that includes like some of the console exclusive downloadable games too. I mean, they have a great deal of exclusives if you count that stuff, but from like a AAA exclusive standpoint, there's not a lot to look for.
No. Like I think Bloodborne, that's still top of my list.
Bloodborne is probably your number one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like I love Bloodborne's fucking awesome. I see you're saying like, and The Order was, I liked The Order. A lot of people didn't like The Order. Chris, have you beat The Order yet?
Nope.
Jesus Christ. Dude.
It's not interesting.
You can beat
it
taking a dump, dude.
It's boring. I'm like, God damn. I don't care about any of these characters. And it's just like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like that. I think you should beat it, but whatever. It's pretty.
I will beat it, Jeff. I'll beat it just for you.
All right.
That didn't sound good, but we're going to let it slide.
At least you didn't say I'm beating it.
I'm going to beat it for you, Jeff. Yeah,
yeah. I'm beating it right now.
I'm telling you.
So he goes on to say, on my Xbox One, I have over 700 hours on Killer Instinct and played the absolute fuck out of Forza Horizon. Not to mention, this has nothing to do with E3 so far, by the way.
Right.
Not to mention the superior online experience, such as beautiful voice chat quality and among other things. That's just a different topic entirely, so let's get to there. Moving on. Now that Sony has an exceptional lead in the console war, which was well earned, by the way, they have money to spend, They have money to spend, like temporary exclusives to Black Ops 3 map packs, which is what Microsoft did last generation when they had a lead with the 360. So what Sony is doing is only natural. So let's talk about system enhancements. Sony announced absolutely nothing in this department. I can mention the Batman Arkham Knight bundle, but there's nothing special about that.
It's great.
Okay. It's great. Do they actually make another console?
No.
I have no idea.
Oh. I thought it was skinned. It might not be great.
I just saw Jack Bauer post like he picked up his PS4. By the way, Jack Bauer, welcome to current gen. He bought the PS4.
Oh, nice.
PS4, good deal. Yeah.
Arkham Knight bundle. Microsoft announced Priority 3 at 1 terabyte system with a few tweaks to the controller, which was a nice touch. I think Sony does have a terabyte one coming.
Yeah, Sony, they didn't do it at E3, but they did talk about a 1 terabyte system, and apparently there is a remodel that's going to be coming out soon, from what I understand, like an actual remodel to it.
Oh,
I don't know if they're
system?
Changing the body, but I think some of the innards are going to change to
reduce
costs.
Yeah, the chips probably. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So we won't see a difference, I don't think. But
they're going to remove backwards compatibility, probably.
Microsoft announced backwards compatibility with 360 games, and you can even put your old 360 game discs in the system and download them to your hard drive, and it's absolutely free.
So
while Sony keeps releasing HD remakes and charging us $30 to $40 for them, I don't think that's like everyone.
Yeah, that's everyone. That's
how about the Elite controller for the Xbox One?
How about it?
Analog sticks,
how about that $150 controller?
I thoroughly appreciate Microsoft efforts in both games and their system.
Oh yeah, good on you.
Here,
yeah.
But hopefully, you see, I have valid points. Microsoft fucks Sony in the cornhole again, Eddie Kusanagi. So it was Eddie Kusanagi.
Like, yeah,
it's a $150 controller.
I don't really.
It's expensive.
I think
who's the fucking market for that? Seriously.
Yeah.
Well,
not,
I can't say shit. I have 3 or 4 arcade sticks that I spent $200.
Yeah, but there's
on,
a reason for that. I mean, what is the Elite controller going to get you? Are you going to use it in Call of Duty or something?
Apparently there's a pretty big market. Those SCUF controllers apparently do pretty well.
Yeah, that's true. There's a market for that, I think. But a lot of those have, like mods installed. Do you know what I mean? Like rapid fire shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about like the evil controllers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
have like cool enhancements, like, you know, they put in like bigger batteries and shit like that. But I don't know the benefits.
It's not
to
for
this
me, but I, then again, I know a lot of people will say, why the hell would you buy an arcade stick?
True.
Like, you can just play that with a pad. I'm like, well, you just don't understand, like, whatever. And that's why I can't say, you know, I'm not going to buy one because I don't think I need a $150 stick for that shit. But. Or not stick, pad, but at the same time, like literally 90% of my friends are like, why do you have arcade sticks? Just for fighting games.
I mean, they're very, very different. They're very different, you know? I mean, and with this new controller, I don't see what's vastly different other than like some precision controls and, you know,
yeah,
the paddles
I don't
on the
get
back,
it either.
I guess. There's a
but
weird
I mean,
D-pad
I bet if you talk
it.
To somebody who plays like a first-person shooter competitively, they might be like, well, the same way that we talk about fighting game sticks with fighting games.
And they might also be switching over to fucking PS4 because, you know what, they're going to have Black Ops 3 map packs before...
I don't think that's
going to be... I don't think that's
they
might.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a thing at all. It's... Eh. I'm talking to the competitive people, not the people like the people that just buy Call of Duty.
Sure.
Like the MGL or MLG people and shit like that. They all have like these crazy controllers that I would never... I can't relate to it. Well, I can relate to it, but it's in a totally different genre.
Right.
Like, I bought a $200 stick for fucking Killer Instinct, basically.
Yes,
yeah, I can't
did.
Say shit.
So, yeah. I'm actually over the moon excited about backwards compatibility. That's
I think
big
it's
a thing for them.
We were talking about that earlier, dude. It's my thought is that, you know, I was pointing out the fact that even though I felt like that Microsoft had, and Sony both had really strong conferences, I feel like that was really the bombshell of the conference.
It was the surprise, yeah. Like, because everyone thought it wasn't possible. Like,
right.
That's
yeah. I didn't think it was possible. They must
have. You tried it yet, Jason?
I played Super Meat Boy. No, I haven't had the opportunity to yet. Really want
played
to.
Super Meat Boy. It seemed fine.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? I said the game. Oh,
from what I understand, it's like Mass Effect. The original Mass Effect has a few issues here and there because of the frame rate. But issues. They said
well,
they're going to be cleaned up by the time it comes out.
Okay. I seem to remember the original Mass Effect being pretty janky.
Very.
It was right, pretty janky, yeah.
But when you go from janky to worse janky.
Is it worse janky? Like, I thought they were, like, trying to emulate it, like, as close
to be as
possible.
Close as it is.
Right. And
yeah,
jank
I don't
included.
Know.
I didn't hear that, like, it introduced new jank.
Well, I'm going by the Digital Foundry thing where they said it actually is, like, a less frame rate than the 360 version.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they also said it's also in beta, technically, because it didn't launch till fall.
Microsoft, so, you've disgraced your family.
It's to kill yourself.
Just kill yourself. Disgraceful.
Thanks, Eddie. I would not say Sony disgraced anything. They
did their thing. Yeah. They're really light on the exclusives. He's absolutely right. But
for this year, absolutely. For next year, we'll see. I think quite a few.
Yeah.
So, hopefully.
How about that Shenmue?
Fingers crossed.
Huh? 3.
Yeah,
point,
that's, that ain't next
3.8
year.
Million? Is that what it's at? Something like that.
I'm telling
how
you,
about
it ain't,
the Last Guardian? Huh? We're doing it.
I'm sticking to it, Chris. It ain't gonna get. It's not gonna beat.
You don't think it's gonna be Bloodstained?
No.
Wow. I think it had a
really good fucking start, but I think that shit's plateaued, and it's not gonna.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like,
what so did Bloodstained do?
Bloodstained did 5.5, but it
and
plateaued
it,
in the middle,
I know it had
too.
A big tail, but how much of that tail was it? Was it a million or
it was more than that. They got a million in the last day. Like, hold on a second. I can actually tell you. I'm pretty sure I can.
I just don't see Shenmue doing it. I can't see. Like, if they do it good, but it would defy all logic. The fact that a Shenmue game makes more money at Kickstarter than a Castlevania game.
I think it will. Because it's at 3 points. Let me see.
Because Shenmue's not that good.
Yes, but that's not the point. It's at 3.6 million
the hype
right now.
Thing.
And it was
capsule
like
toys.
Bloodstained was not at 3.6 million until like the last few days.
Really, and then it kind
of
got
Kickstarter. And then they literally got like $2 million in like the last 4 days.
I also don't like how dude came out and said, well, to make the game we really want to make, we really need to raise like $10 million. I'm like, that's low. Like, you can't do that. You can't like say this is our goal. Here's our stretch goals. Then come out and say like, well, to make the real open world game that we want to make, we need to raise like $10 million. I'm like, does that not seem wrong to you guys? Like, why don't you just put that as one of your stretch goals or like just ask for more to get to that point? Cause then it's going to make people like, oh shit, I need to get more money, like to make it what it is or what I want it to be or what they want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've actually put stretch goals up to $11 million now.
I hope $10 million says the game we want it to be.
No, it does not. It does not.
All right. Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you, sir. All right, so I've got one. This one's from Sniper. And he says, hey, Indus. Wanted to send you some quick thoughts about the two big dogs from E3 2015. Microsoft and Xbox nailed it. Great showcase of games that are coming in out this year, this holiday. Lots to choose from. Cool announcements for the future. A piece of tech that honestly looks leaps and bounds more interesting than Kinect for Xbox One or even VR. HoloLens was fascinating. I am actually really looking forward to seeing more on that in the future. Backwards compatibility was the show's biggest surprise. I think we just talked about that. Mm-hmm. I could have done without the jab towards Sony, though. Leave that shit. Yeah. Leave that shit for them to do. they seem to love doing it. That's true. You know, it's. I think that's the first time that Microsoft's jabbed at them, and I think Sony deserved it. Sony deserved it. So I mean, they've been jabbing at them for like 2 years. So Sony PS4, great show filled with a checklist of announcements. Last Guardian, finally a Final Fantasy VII remake, Shenmue 3, all pretty exciting stuff for fans. I am happy for fans that get those announcements. But they just don't, they personally don't do anything for me since I have never really played, been into those games. For example, I'm on the, I am on the train of gamers foaming at the mouth for Fallout 4. Mm-hmm. We're with you. But I totally understand how some people aren't. Luckily, the presser also showcased a few other games on the horizon. See what I did there? yeah, the game looks good. Always happy to see new IPs. Overall, solid show. Even if the most exciting announcement of games for hardcore fans are still many years away. And that constant smug face on Adam Boys needs to stop, but never will.
That dude's not smug. Like,
I also need to give a dishonorable mention to EA. Fucking stop. Just stop. Most of the conferences were very well rounded and had a good time, and had good time management in the show. EA continues year after year to bore and present a fractured mess of a showcase. If you have to have text on your screen of a countdown for what you think is the most anticipated part of your show, then maybe just cut down on how much bullshit you're putting out there.
It's so true.
Guys, did you know? 15 minutes
till. I'm 100% behind you on that one. Thanks, guys. Can't wait to hear the E3 2015 reaction show later. Sniper.
Thanks, Snipes.
Thanks, Snipes.
Yeah, I am so with you on EA. It's like, Jason, did you hear about the bullshit that I went through with EA's conference while I was streaming it? Did I tell you about this?
No, I did not.
So I was streaming this damn thing, right? And it's streaming and I'm watching it and everything is fine and everything's happy-go-lucky. And then they get to the sports part and it's like, sports ball. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, now we're going to talk about Mirror's Edge. I'm like, fuck yeah, Mirror's Edge. My stream dies.
Oh,
I'm like, fuck you. And then I'm sitting here trying to refresh it, trying to get it going again. It finally comes back up. That's all we got for Mirror's Edge. Now we've got Madden. I'm like, oh fuck.
No.
And then Madden's over and they finally start talking about Battlefield and they get about like 5-10 minutes into Battlefield and all of a sudden the stream drops again. I'm like, fuck you.
Shit.
I just had a really shitty experience with the EA conference all around. So
I'm sorry.
But man. I got to go back and watch the Mirror's Edge and like everything in the Star Wars thing and
the Battlefield. You know,
that
stuff.
Shit looked pretty good. So
yeah, Star Wars Battlefront looks fucking great.
Battlefield Star Wars Edition looks great. I'm interested.
So. You know, I'm not into those kinds of games, but man, you wrap it in a pretty little Star Wars wrapper, and I'm Star like, Wars, all right,
I'll
get
some PPUs in there.
I'll co-op with some people.
Shit, yeah, I'm in.
Oh man, all right, hey guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
You want to do some hype meter?
Oh my god,
fucking
is it time?
Love hype meter.
Well, let's get right into it. So, those who don't know what the hype meter is,
what is the hype meter, Chris?
The hype meter is something that Brian, a.k.a. Nubishin, sends us twice a year. He sends us one at the beginning of the year, and then he sends us one right after E3. That's what we're doing. There are five levels of excitement.
Let me write them down.
Woot, which means that you are very hyped for the game, and you can't wait for it to come out. And then there is nice, and you are happy to see this game being made. Mm-hmm. Tampax means that you have some interest, but the game does not have you too excited at this point. Meh means you have little to no interest for this game whatsoever. And then there is who gives a shit or who gets, which, why the fuck do I want this game?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw a challenge here to us because I know he always has the whole one word, no discussing.
It
never happens.
Yeah. Well, the thing. It's like the good thing is that we actually discussed a lot of these games last week
before.
So it should be a little easier for us to do that. And I think that the exception here is Jason because he didn't get to discuss most of these.
That's true.
So if Jason has any comments to throw out, I think that's acceptable. I think Jeff, you and I, we need to try and keep it short.
Yeah, we'll try to keep down to, exactly.
All right. Let's do
this. So he has these broken down by like the order of which they came. So he actually starts out with the Nintendo World Championship.
Okay.
At which point they said Earthbound Beginnings.
Who guessed?
Tampax.
Tampax. Blast Ball.
Who guessed?
Who guessed?
Who guessed? Ryu from Street Fighter in Super Smash.
Nice.
I'm gonna say Tampax just because it. I'm just gonna say Tampax because I can't say any more than that. I don't play Smash Brothers.
Yeah,
I don't either. So Tampax.
They really want me to play Smash Brothers, though.
Yeah, they really, really want you to play Smash Brothers, dude. Super Mario Maker.
Nice.
Tampax.
Nice. Thoughts overall. I don't know. Tampax, I guess.
For Nintendo overall.
Yeah. Well, Nintendo World Championship. So that's what we're.
Oh, the
right
World
now.
Champion. See, I didn't get to see a ton.
I didn't.
Of it.
I really didn't either.
The
Mario's kind of right in the middle cool. at this point.
No, it was cool. Like I like that nice tournament format. Yeah. So I'm gonna go nice with that.
Okay. Yeah. Bethesda. They started out with Doom.
Woot.
Wow. Really?
All right. Dude, I love Doom.
Meh. It's for me.
Flawed as 3 was, I love Doom.
Tampax for me. Battlecry.
Tampax.
I think I can go Tampax.
Yeah, same here. Dishonored 2.
Woot. Fucking nice. Woot. That was such a good fucking trailer too. Oh my god.
Yeah, I need to get that.
Did you guys play
Definitive
the first
Edition?
One?
I played it for a little bit.
I played it once through and then immediately played it all the way through.
Okay. I remember you guys talking about that. So that, like the, you know, they announced the Definitive Edition too, and I've never
That's
played the
I'm
game. So I'm
for.
Thinking about, I think I might pick it up if the,
yeah, cause I have it on
else.
PC, but I don't like playing games on my PC because PC is for chumps.
I like my frames per second. I like,
yeah, well,
60.
I'm going to get that on the Definitive Edition.
Good luck.
I'm just not with two though, but, I'm going to say nice.
Okay. Dishonored 2, I'll say Tampax because I'm not sure.
Mother. Fuck.
I'm sorry. Dishonored Definitive Edition. That's the next one.
Oh, I'll say nice. I guess Tampax for me.
I already played it in 60 frames a second.
Damn right I did. Mm-hmm. Twice.
Jeff, did you go?
Yeah, I said nice because I do want to play it again.
I will say nice because I might pick this up because I missed it. The Elder Scrolls Online, Tamriel Unlimited.
Oh, that was a who guess, yeah.
I'm Tampax.
Oh yeah, that's a who guess.
Yeah.
Heard good things, but
that's a meh for me. I played the beta and didn't like it. So Elder Scrolls Legends, I think that's the digital card game they're trying to do, right?
Yeah.
Oh, right? Fucking who guess?
Yeah. Yeah. Who guess? Yeah.
Did
Don't
you see that?
Don't
God,
care.
Fuck that. No.
Yeah. That's meh for me. Fallout Shelter.
Nice for me. Like the initial announcement was super nice. It's like, wow. And it's available now. I fucking love that so much. And I downloaded it that night and I've maybe played a half hour since then and I've already put it away. The game's not super great, I guess. So
yeah, I'm meh on it. Yeah. Again,
I
announcement,
haven't
nice,
touched it yet. So Tampax for me right now, I'm waiting for it to come to Android and then I'll play it. So, I actually tried to download it on my iPad too. Today, so I will let you guys know how that turns out.
Yeah, I have the iPad 2 as well, so I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, I've heard not so great things about performance on that particular version. So, Fallout 4, fucking woot!
Fucking woot! Yeah.
You know,
I think I'm gonna go a little bit of
fucking woot. Yes.
Conference overall.
That's conference overall.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll,
and they
I'll
gave out stuff.
Nice.
That was cool.
Oh, yeah. Did they
oh, did you get those three characters things,
no,
Jason?
No, we didn't go to any of the conferences. It was
pretty
great.
Right. You didn't go to yeah.
yeah, overall that was nice, man. Had surprises and they showed off good stuff. Totally.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. On to Microsoft. Let's start with Halo 5.
I'm fucking woot, obviously.
Didn't they already do Halo 5?
Beta.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, so it's not out yet. Meh.
No. Yeah.
I'm going to say I'm going to say Tampax because I'm not sure. Warzone multiplayer.
What's that?
That's
the Halo 5 Warzone multiplayer.
I'm gonna say nice because I want to see how it actually plays out, and it sounds cool on paper.
That's like something a ridiculous amount of players.
It's only 24, but there's like AI things. You don't have to just go PvP. You can go PvE as well in the actual match. That's why I'm saying nice, because I want to see how it actually works on like in when it's actually working, not just on paper.
I don't concept. Know. So. Mag did 256 players, so meh.
More is better.
Yeah, meh for me. Recore.
Yeah, looks good. I can dig a new IP. We'll see how the gameplay shakes out. It looks if it's super puzzle based. Yeah, I don't know if that's gonna hold.
I think that's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be super puzzle based, and it's a nice for me. It looks really interesting.
Yeah, I'm giving it nice. Yeah. I want to see gameplay.
So,
put me down for nice.
All right, backwards compatibility. Woot!
Yeah, yep. Woot! Why the hell not?
That's
yeah.
awesome.
All the way around.
That was really awesome. Elite controller.
Tampax. It's not for me. I think it's cool, but I don't see myself ever buying it.
Yeah. Meh. For me.
I'm gonna throw two out there. Nice for the controller, who gas for the fucking price.
There you go.
It's way too much money, man.
It's expensive.
Let's see here. Fallout 4 mods with Fallout 3.
We'll see how that works.
Honestly, when they made that announcement, I was like, cool, but I really don't care because I don't like modding my stuff. I'm going to go Tampax with that.
Tampax for me. It could be really cool if they get their framework down.
Yeah. Same here because that's the thing. It's like one of the reasons you mod on PC is to fix the, subpar visuals that they have for these games. And you're not going to really be able to do that on the consoles.
True, but like game modes and shit like that, like especially shooters like that. Stuff. Not necessarily like, the visuals, like different types of game modes that could be really popular. And if they're able to port that over to consoles, cool.
they tried to do this with Unreal Tournament 3 on PS3, and that didn't turn out too well. Yeah,
it really depends on how that turns out. All right, EA Access, man,
who guessed?
Fuck, they're still siphoning $5 a month for me.
Are you sued? You haven't canceled that shit yet?
No.
Cancel it.
Jesus Christ.
Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2.
Oh, nice. I like the first one.
Yeah, you liked that, didn't you?
Yeah, it was actually not too bad.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that, so meh for me.
Meh. Meh. Did you say yours, Jeff?
Yeah, I said nice. Oh, I like the first one.
Forza 6.
I'm woot. I love Forza. Finally, weather and night time driving.
Tampax for me, just because I'm excited for Jeff.
Would be a who gas, but he's excited, so it raises him up to Tampax.
Yeah, Tampax for me, because I actually kind of like car porn. Dark Souls 3.
I'm a woot now. I never would have been, but now I'm a woot.
Now you're a woot. Yeah, woot. Yeah, like I'm excited for it, but I know that it's going to be a little bit just more Dark Souls.
Mm-hmm.
You've
played a lot more of that than I have, for sure.
That's true.
Yeah. Tampax for me. So, The Division.
Mm-hmm. Is that coming out?
Maybe. Ever? I'm going to say nice, because it actually does look really interesting.
I'm going Tampax. Like, I was so hyped on it when they first showed it, but after this time, I still don't really know what they know what that is.
Right. Yeah, I don't think they showed that one off very well. Tampax for me, though. Looks like it could be really good, but
Rainbow Six Siege,
fucking woot! Love my Rainbow Six.
I'm gonna say nice. This looks really cool.
Yeah, the beta's I think out pretty soon on PS4 and Xbox One. I think soon-ish.
I thought they had an alpha or beta already playable.
Yeah,
maybe. On PC they did.
On PC it was okay. Tampax for me.
Gigantic.
I'm a who gas. I don't know. Like, it looks like that. Yeah, I don't know. Cool new IP, but I don't really care for what it is.
Yeah. The indie showcase they did.
I'm gonna say woot, man. They had some good shit in that.
Okay, he goes through the four specific ones. Okay, but I think this was like an overall indie showcase outside of the four specifics they talked about.
Remind me. What was in the showcase?
I don't remember. So, shit. I mean, it wasn't anything amazing.
It's Cuphead.
Okay. No, that's, he's got those separate. That's what I'm saying. Those, oh, the four main ones, they're separate. So everything else in the indie showcase is mad to me because I don't remember any of it.
Damn it. Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
Anything else, yeah, I'll say Tampax. I don't really remember either. So, yeah.
Tacoma. Okay.
I never played. Is that the Gone Home people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Tanya played Gone Home. I didn't play Gone Home. Yeah. I don't remember. I'll say Tampax.
Tampax.
Okay. Nice. Like, I liked Gone Home, but I played a bit. Well, I finished it, I guess.
Ashen.
Ashen, fuck.
Oh, that's the one they showed, like, with the no faces, right? Like, the weird no face, like, stylized. That kind of looked cool, but they showed no gameplay, so I'm going to have to say Tampax as well. I really don't remember
this one.
Yeah, it was like some... Awesome. Yeah, it looked really cool, like, in terms of the art style and everything, but they didn't show any gameplay at all, so I have to go Tampax.
Some gameplay. It was a no-face one. Okay.
Yeah.
Put me down for nice.
Yeah, I'm a meh. Beyond Eyes.
Hmm. Tampax
is while I look it up.
It's the one where... It looks like that game that was released on PS3.
Blind Girl and
Blind Girl,
like,
and walking around. Builds the level as you're walking around.
Yeah. Unfinished Swan, that's what I was trying to think of.
That's the one, that's the one it's kind of similar to.
Okay. Actually, put me on Tampax.
Yeah, same
thing. Cuphead.
Fucking wooed, that game looks awesome.
Yeah, that's good. That, like, in person, that game fucking holds up. Like, visually,
what I saw of that was amazing. Unfortunately, super impressed.
It's like all boss battles, though, which is not my cup.
That's weird. That's
Cup
tea. Put me down for nice.
Nice.
All right. Xbox Game Preview, aka Early Access on Xbox One.
I tried this because I played a little bit of one of the games that they released. Because two of the games were you could play that day. What's it called?
Elite Dangerous,
and I can't remember what the other one was. I played a little bit of Elite Dangerous. Dude, I think, Chris, that would be right up your alley, but that shit is so convoluted. I was like, what the hell
is space going on? Sim, yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's a hardcore space sim.
Which one was that?
Elite Dangerous.
Okay.
It's like a space sim shooter, stuff. But I think the idea of it, nice, what they have out for it right now. Tampax, whatever. I like the fact that you can play any one of those games on there for free for an hour. I think that's cool, before you actually put down any money.
Yeah, I'm going to say Tampax just because I don't have an Xbox One yet. So.
Okay.
Ion.
The hell was Ion?
I don't remember that one either.
I don't know either, so I'm going to go meh, because obviously I don't really remember what the hell Ion was.
What was that?
I don't know. I can't remember what the hell Ion was.
Oh, I tried to type in Ion Xbox, and it filled in 360 drum kit.
Oh, nice. I remember those.
Battle and Brew.
It looks like it's... Oh, right. Ion's the one where you kind of start out as, with limited technology, and you're trying to build your way into going into space.
You lost me. Meh.
Meh.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say nice because I remember it now, and it was actually kind of cool. So,
yeah, I don't really remember it.
Rise of the Tomb Raider. Woot.
I'd fucking woot.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
Even though it wasn't that interesting of a showing, I still
think. No, they should have shown what they showed. Watch that 15-minute behind-the-scenes gameplay footage. It looks so much better. Like, what were you thinking? Here's Call of Duty 4 or Modern Warfare 2, but with fucking Lara Croft. I'm like, oh, God. No.
Replay.
Hey, woot, man. That's great.
Tampax.
Man.
Good for them.
Oh.
I don't have that much connection with Rare.
I don't either. I looked at the list of games in there and I was like, yeah, not really feeling it. Sea of Thieves.
That I'm more interested in. I'll say nice with that one because that looks kind of interesting.
Tampax.
But I want to see more shit.
Tampax. I'm interested in where it goes, but Fable Legends.
Who guessed? Partnership
with Valve VR. Who guess?
Tampax.
That's cool that they did that. Tampax for me.
Yeah. HoloLens.
Nice. I don't know. I haven't seen it. So, and I've only heard stories. I'll say Tampax because I think it's one of those things where you have to experience it to see what it's like.
Nothing but super favorable stuff about HoloLens out there. I did get a chance to try it, but It was overwhelming, like super.
Yeah,
positive.
That's what I've heard.
But, see, I'm gonna say meh, and the reason is because I still don't believe in this as far as
a gameplay, as
a viable consumer product, because we don't know how much the headset is, and then we don't know how much that freaking PC is behind it that's actually powering that thing.
Oh,
and that scares
expensive.
Me. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. going to be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
Gears of War Ultimate Edition.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to this.
I'm
going to
say
once I saw what it wasn't just an up-res 60 frames per second version of a game, then I got it would have been a meh, but they redid cutscenes, they re-motion cap shit. It's like an actual remake.
That's
I'm
cool.
going to go nice.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's not just an up-res. It's like, yeah, they totally remade the game.
Okay.
That's Gears 4.
Yep. Oh, Gears 4. Fucking woo. Yeah, that shit looked awesome.
But meh. Sorry. I love you. Jeff.
Don't apologize. I know.
I'll say nice because if I have an Xbox One when it comes out, I probably will buy
it.
Yeah. Things not at E3. Scalebound.
I can't say till Gamescom.
Yeah, I can't either. I can.
The
because
idea
I,
of
I'm interested
doing
because
something
it's,
is woot.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to say nice there, but yeah,
sure.
I want to hear more. Quantum Break.
Same
meh.
Thing. I don't know why you're mad. I think you'll like it, dude. That's like.
I still don't know what it is. That's the problem.
You guys like watching games, so
that's right.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Crackdown.
I haven't seen anything on it.
That's
so
only been a video. I have no
waiting till
so Tampax. You know,
yeah.
If it's like one, it's a woot. If it's like two, it's a who gas. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm
yeah,
right in the middle
much.
There. It's a Tampax. Inside.
I'm surprised that wasn't there. I thought that was told because that apparently
what
still
is this?
Coming out this year. It's the guys who did Limbo. It's their new
right.
game, but it's still apparently coming out this year. But they did not even have it at E3.
It's got to be at Gamescom then, right?
It has to be. I don't know, but I'm fucking wooting because like Limbo was awesome.
Limbo was awesome.
I don't know what the hell inside is.
I'm gonna Tampax this though because
so
I'm not sure
yeah,
what
I'm
it
gonna
is
Tampax it too because I honestly don't know what the fuck it is.
New Xbox UI.
I woot, because after seeing that demo, I'm like, oh, thank God.
From what
you're
I heard,
so
I,
much cool
I
shit.
Don't really have a comment here, but from what I heard, it's really awesome. So.
Yeah, coming up for nice.
Yeah.
Connect, who guess?
Who guess?
Who guess?
And Microsoft's conference overall.
Nice.
Nice, totally.
Yeah, I'll give him a nice. I think it was good. On to EA, the conference overall. Let's just start there. It's a fucking who guess. No.
Who guess?
EA, Mass Effect Andromeda.
Woot, but they showed
come
nothing.
On,
so,
I know. Woot,
like,
but they showed nothing. It's like, I already know I want it, but, Need for Speed?
I'd say nice. I think it looked kind of cool. I thought it looked cool.
Tampax.
I like racing games, so.
It's Tampax. I would do
I'm like
nice,
a racing game
Tampax
person shooter guy here, so. Tampax with cheese?
Tampax for the cheese.
Okay. Because
there's a lot of cheese in there.
Because that was real fucking gross for a second.
Yeah, I was going to say. Wow.
Wow.
Like, Jesus.
Tampax and cheese sandwich. Okay. Unravel.
I'm going to go vomit.
Unravel looks cool.
Which
it
one?
Looks cool. I don't know if it's my thing, though. I'm going to go Tampax here.
Yep, same
yeah, way. I liked it. I didn't like it the first time when it was called fucking Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Plants vs. Zombies 2, Garden Warfare. We already talked about that.
Nice.
Yep.
Star Wars, The Old Republic, Knights of the Fallen Empire.
Why can't they just do Knights of the Old Republic 2?
Wait, what is it called again? No, what?
The Old Republic.
Star Wars, The Old Republic.
Yeah.
Ow, my head hurts.
Knights of the Old Republic.
That,
how long
that
till
that trailer... oh, God. 18... 6 minutes.
Yeah,
sorry.
6 minutes left before Battlefront. Yeah.
6 minutes. Losing me.
I'm gonna say nice.
I think that trailer was amazing. That trailer was so awesome. But I'm like, I know the game doesn't play like that or look like that.
Okay, so we're gonna go through these pretty quickly, right? NHL 16, who guess?
Who guess?
Yep.
NBA Live 16, who guess?
Who guess?
Who guess?
Let's talk about mobile, who guess?
Baby. Who guess?
Mirror's Edge. Oh, I'm sorry. FIFA 16. Who guess?
Yes.
Mirror's Edge Catalyst. Woot.
Woot. But they didn't show anything again, though.
I know.
I
know. I like that it's an origin story. I'm interested in that. Like, though, as soon as, like, Crystal first saw it, and she thought, she was like, is it someone different? Is it not Faith? Why, where's her tattoos? And then it showed, like, a scene of her getting her tattoos, and I was like, well, there you go. Let's see. Madden 16, who guessed? Star Wars Battlefront, whoop.
Whoop. Nice.
Oh.
I'm only nicing because...
Because it's Battlefield with the skin on it?
And yeah, that's what I'm getting. But you know what? I would take a Battlefield game with a Star Wars skin over any Battlefield game. So I can say woot. Yeah, woot. Because Battlefield's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We win.
All right. So things not at E3. Criterion's new game.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Let's just give it a WTF. Because what the hell? They talked about it last year.
Visceral Star Wars game? I have no idea.
Obviously, Amy Henning? What the hell is she? That's where she went to. I guess they're waiting until next year.
I want 1313 back. I want 1313 back.
That ain't happening.
I know. Conference overall, man.
It's conference. We didn't even talk about Pele.
Oh, Pele.
That goes with FIFA 16, buddy. Like FIFA 16, we all said who got.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So I got to say, like, meh overall.
Totally meh.
They kept me hanging.
I can't give it a who gas because they had some stuff. But
yeah, okay, we're going to pick up the pace.
Yeah,
Ubisoft,
it.
South Park.
Yeah, I'm gonna say fucking nice.
Yeah, nice. That came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Meh, I don't care about
South Park.
For Honor.
I'm gonna say woot. I thought that game looked awesome,
dude. Yeah,
I thought it looked
that
really
showed
good.
Really well. I'm gonna say nice on that.
Yeah. Woot for me.
The Crew Wild Run. Who guessed?
Is that the cocaine one?
Sure.
No. That's the racing one. It's a sequel to a racing game that nobody wanted.
That's right.
Can't fight the pressure.
Is that how the song goes?
Yeah, there you go.
Get down with the sickness.
Wow, wow.
All right, Trials Fusion, awesome level max.
I don't even know what the fuck that are they doing with really. That one? Yeah, I don't really know. It looks crazy. Like you're on a cat on a unicorn.
Oh, yeah. They didn't really
I think it looked
show
cool.
Anything.
No, I don't know what's showing. I wouldn't say
them
nice because that looks so
unicorn,
dumb.
But,
like, yeah. What's cooler than being on a unicorn?
Yeah.
That's my Aisha Tyler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Tampax.
And
you're
Trials
on a unicorn.
Awesome. I love Trials. Exactly. Is that also your Bane impression?
This is amazing.
Is that
waiting
Bane
to happen.
You doing a Bane impression of doing an Aisha Taylor impression?
Jeff, why don't you
God,
do a meme for me?
That fucking cosplay dude was a train wreck, man.
Let's do a real life size meme. All right. I like
trials.
Not stuff,
how it
man.
Works.
Nice.
It's not
nice.
How it works. The Division. We talked about that already. Anno 2025.
Wait. What? Sorry. What?
Anno 2025. I don't remember what that is.
Is that a
I'm gonna say
thing?
Who guessed. I don't know what that is.
Anno 2025.
What sounds like?
How do you spell that?
Anno. Build a city on the moon in Anno 2025. Oh, maybe this was the one that. I don't know.
I have no clue.
You know what I got for you guys? Big
What's
ol'
that?
Who gas.
Big ol'.
I'm gonna say meh for now. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Just Dance 2016, who gas. Can't believe that's even on this fucking list.
I couldn't. Who gives so many more shits?
Rainbow Six Siege, we talked about that.
Yep.
Trackmania Turbo.
That's nice.
That looks
fun, but I don't know.
No, that's a Tampax for me. Sorry.
Tampax
yeah,
for
go
me
Tampax,
too, but it did
I've
look
never,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you're into Trackmania, that's going to be a thing. Assassin's Creed Syndicate?
Meh.
I'm going to say...
a generous meh.
A generous meh?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Tampax because I'm more interested in this one than I was the last one.
That's... Sure. Okay, thank you. That's exactly what I'm going with this one. I'm going to say Tampax as well.
Tom Clancy Ghost Recon Wildlands.
I'm going to say fucking woot. I thought that looked great. And I'm waiting for a good Ghost Recon reboot. I think the last one was not that good. I can't fucking wait for this one.
Wow.
I'm going to downgrade that to a nice because I'm totally talking hyperbole because it's probably not going to be that good. I'm going to go nice. Yeah.
Hold on. I don't remember.
It's the cocaine one.
fucking nice.
It's the cocaine one.
Nice.
All right, things not at the show. Beyond Good and Evil 2. Vaporware? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know how to...
It'll be a woot if it ever comes out.
I mean...
Like, I We could, but I mean, Last Guardian happened. And
that's true. Like, that's true. Yeah. All we have to do is say that Beyond Good and Evil is not coming out next year, and it'll exactly. all of a sudden it'll be there. conference overall.
Ubisoft. Tampax.
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 Yeah,
middle Tampax. Of the road. Tampax. They're good, bad, and it was about equal.
Okay.
Yep.
You guys ready for this one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Time for Sony. Last Guardian. Woot.
I'm fucking maying it just because I didn't like Ico and I didn't finish Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, I've got a lot of respect for Shadow of the Colossus and Ico, but this game does not look super interesting to me. I'm going to Tampax it. All
right. Horizon Zero Dawn. Fucking woot.
Fucking woot.
Yeah?
Yeah, woot to the next level.
Nice for me.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll see.
Hmm.
Oh, man. All right. Hitman.
I'm going to say nice. I'm going to say Tampax because, again, no gameplay. Just a CG trailer.
Hey, woot to that fucking trailer.
Yeah, trailer was awesome.
Yeah, but Tampax?
Yeah. Street Fighter V.
Oh, woot. I'm wooting it.
Yeah. I may as well woot it, too, I guess. Yeah.
Tampax. I guess. Oh, my God. Did you play it?
Yeah,
when you were there?
I played a couple weeks before E3, actually.
Oh, that's right, you did, because you put it, yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
No Man's Sky? That. Woot, for me.
I'm shit or get off the pot, but I'm still going to nice it.
Middle of the road, I still don't know what the fuck that game is, and neither does he.
I actually heard a lot about it during this E3, so I'm
He was a little more focused this time around, yeah.
Dreams.
Oh, who gas? I don't give a shit.
That's a really good song by Heart. Is it?
Is it Heart?
Dreams.
Oh,
Sony.
There's probably about Sweet Dreams.
Sweet Dreams.
No, that's the Eurythmics.
Yeah.
Each Other's Dreams. Was this like Once Upon a Time a tech demo or something?
This is a Tampax for me. It looks really neat.
It was the Media Molecule.
Oh, yeah, you get to fucking draw polar bears and shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This could be like super cool tech. That was nice.
Yeah, it's one of those. This is one of those things. It's like it's a woot for the tech, but it's not for me. Sure. So it's a Tampax.
Yeah, for a game, exactly. It's like the people that are creative and shit, awesome. But for me,
Firewatch. I don't know what that is.
I'm gonna meant it because I don't know what that.
If you watch the Giant Bomb Night shows,
I still don't know what it is.
Nobody knows.
Tampax, I guess.
Tampax. Yeah. Destiny the Taken King, woot.
How many shaders are included?
Who guess?
Sorry, who guess?
I'm sorry, you guys hate fun. Assassin's Creed Syndicate. we already talked about that. World of Final Fantasy, who guess?
Yeah. Who guess, yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that game is. Seriously, it's just like
it's a game I
shit.
Didn't really want, so.
Well, get Tampax for me.
Okay.
Chris, I'm going to go back. I'm going to meh the Destiny thing because I thought the trailer they showed looked really cool.
Yeah.
But I just know the game's not going to be anything like that. So.
Oh, you never know. Devolver Digital Games. That was Ronin, EITR, Mother Russia Bleeds, and Crossing Souls. That stuff looked really cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to go nice.
Fucking nice
on that.
All the way around.
Yeah.
I like Ronin really a lot, by the way. Anyway.
I'm going to go Tampax. I have no idea what you guys just said.
Shenmue 3.
Fucking meh. I think people, like, those games were not good, guys.
Yeah. I'm going to say Tampax on this one. I'm excited that it's being made, but I'm not sure that I would play
it. I think it's a good feel-good story for the whole thing, but yeah.
Yeah. Batman Arkham Knight. Woot.
Oh, fucking, yeah. Woot.
It's already out, and we love it, so.
Sure.
Project Morpheus.
Again, I need to try it.
Yeah, me too.
Tampax.
Tampax. I don't really have any comments on it right now. PlayStation View.
I'm gonna say woot if it fucking comes here because I like the idea of a la carte channels. Like we talked about it earlier in the show.
Doesn't have that.
Well, then I'm gonna go down to meh.
Yeah, there you go.
So
I was I thought it was gonna be like an a la carte thing as well. Mm. It's totally not. So it starts at like $50 a month for some pretty basic channels.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah, okay.
It goes up to like No. What, $70 or $80 for not much more? I mean, it's got DVR functionality. That's kind of neat, but it's been janky for me. So I was nice at first, but right now it's like meh.
I like the idea of it, but yeah, if that's the case, then I'm going to go meh.
I need to hear more about pricing and actual like a la carte options. So that's a meh for me right now. Black Ops 3.
Blops.
I'd like Modern Warfare.
Who guess? Sorry.
Who guess?
I know. I'm gonna go nice. I like the Call of Duties. Okay. To some extent.
Disney Infinity 3.0 fucking woot.
I'm gonna go nice. I'm gonna buy the characters, but it might be the first time I actually buy the game.
Gameplay's a lot different this time around.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that they had a lot of wow, why can't I remember their name? The people who did Heavenly Sword.
Ninja Theory.
I heard Ninja Theory actually had a much bigger hand in the combat on this one, so
I'm interested
to see what they do.
And who the fuck did Sonic Racing Transform?
Really? That's
Dude, that game was good, man.
I have it on my Vita. That's
they're
like
working
the only
on
game
it
I
as
play.
Well for their racing stuff.
And yeah. Yeah,
game
so that's
really
good.
Overall.
That's good news too. Yeah.
Nice for me.
Awesome. Battlefront, we already talked about that. Uncharted 4, fucking woot.
Woot, yeah.
Tampax.
Things
well,
at least
you upgraded from Mad
yeah, know,
since
from
the last
Who Gas from
Uncharted.
Last year. Yeah. Persona 5, that'll be nice for
me. Nice.
And Tampax.
Until Dawn?
I don't get Who Gas.
Meh.
I don't care about that shit.
I was, all right. So woot. Initially, but I saw it on the show floor, and it was not running very well. Right
Jeff
now,
Better Tomorrow was cursing right now.
Okay. Ratchet and Clank, woot.
I'm going to say nice. I think it looks fucking good.
I'm excited about that.
Tampax.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tearaway Unfolded, nice.
Tampax.
The Witness.
Tampax. Haven't seen enough on it.
Meh.
Did they actually have that there?
I didn't see it.
You would think they would have, because I mean, this is supposed to be out already, I would think.
I don't think it was even at E3.
Yeah, I don't think it was at E3. Though, yeah, I mean, this is the stuff that's not at E3. So.
Oh, so, okay, gotcha.
PlayStation Media Player and DLNA support.
You already have Plex.
I'm saying Who Gas just because I'm ignorant and I don't know how to use any of that shit.
I'm going to say meh because I'm not going to use any of that shit, so.
Yeah.
Oh.
Vita.
Tampax on the DLNA stuff. So
I'm pretty sure Sony's going to Who Gas the Vita.
I'm sorry, Vita? What?
The Vita.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Sony's going to Who Gas the Vita.
I think they just did.
They basically. It still has good support, Vita. Though. So
I mean, I'm going to say nice. I mean, I love my Vita.
Oh, yeah. It's got good stuff, just that it's not being supported by Sony anymore.
I mean,
that's fine.
For first party games.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm confused. Are we giving hype to just the Vita overall or like their presence?
I guess their presence.
The presence. I don't know.
Yeah.
The ones that aren't there, it's kind of weird to do. It's kind of hard to do it.
There were, they weren't showing too much off.
Yeah. Conference overall?
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm either giving them both a nice or both
a
woot.
I'm going to give this
one a lot of people will. Yeah.
Yeah. Nintendo, let's talk about some of these games. Star Fox Zero.
It's a cereal now.
I wanted to be wooting this so much until I saw the videos and I'm like,
me too.
This looks awful.
And when I read about like the controls, oh man.
The game's not great.
It's not great.
No.
I'm going to go mad.
Did you play it?
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck. Man.
Yeah. That's a huge letdown. Tampax for me though.
I'll Tampax it too.
I'm manging it. I want it to be so
it is
good.
Skylanders
flawed.
Superchargers. Mm.
What?
I didn't really see much on that. Meh.
Yeah. Meh.
Yeah, meh.
I'm in a different camp.
I've already chosen Disney Infinity. I'm not going for another one. So
yeah, right. I did that new Disney Infinity 3.0 looks pretty good.
Oh yeah. Bowser and Donkey Kong Skylanders.
Like, can we just get over? Like, I thought their conference was just. I think they're throwing in the towel already.
Yeah,
like, they're already like.
I mean, they already talked about the NX. So let's just do our one words. Let's do our one words.
Right.
Triforce Heroes.
Woot! Yeah. That game's fun.
Okay, Tampax. Hyrule Warriors Legends, Tampax.
Woot!
How's my energy? Metroid Prime Federation Force Blast Ball.
Meh.
Who cares?
What the fuck? That's not Metroid. What the fuck's wrong with you, Nintendo? Make a fucking Metroid game that people have been asking for so many years.
Fire Emblem Fates.
I'll say nice. Okay, Fire Emblem looks kind of cool.
Tampax. Shin Megami Tensei Cross Fire Emblem.
Tampax. Wait, what?
Yeah.
So there's two. It's got a different name, but that's kind of what people are referring it to. Mm-hmm. Referring to it as. So.
Well, you just confused the fuck out of me, so I'm just going to go meh on that one, because I have no idea what just happened.
All right, Tampax. Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Looks kind of cool, but I'm going to go Tampax.
Tampax.
Yeah.
Same. Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer.
Oh, God.
Who gas? Oh, Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival. Who gas?
Who gas?
Oh, God.
Yoshi's Woolly World.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah. Nice.
I'll say Tampax and whatever. You guys hate Nintendo. Well, there's a reason why.
Yo-Kai Watch. What was that?
Excuse me?
That's a Yo-Kai Watch.
Is that like a style game
with like a Japanese spirits?
In that case.
Yeah. No, it's,
in that
I mean,
case,
it's like,
who guess?
It's like kiddie stuff, yeah. Meh, for me.
Okay. Who guess? I don't know.
Yeah. Mario and Luigi Paper Jam.
Like, think.
Tampax.
Who guess?
Tampax. Mario Tennis Ultra Smash. Who guess?
I'm gonna say nice, because it's Mario Tennis, that shit's probably gonna be fun.
Nice.
I'm so tired of Mario branding everything. Super Mario Maker.
Nice.
Tampax, just because it's the same thing. I'm not creative, but it looks cool.
Not at the show. Zelda Wii U. I don't know what it is yet.
This could be anywhere from Ugas to.
It could be any single one of them. I'm gonna say Tampax though. Direct overall.
Say nice. Yeah.
Who guessed?
Fucking meh. Oh yeah.
Tampax for me. There was some stuff that I was excited about.
Excited.
Yeah.
All right.
I was excited for Star Fox, man. You know?
Okay.
You were excited for Star Fox until you played it.
Right. But, yeah.
He didn't play it at a time of when he watched it, though. So.
Yeah. Like,
all right. So we're going to
blitz
through
these.
Overall,
I was kind of excited. How about that? That's what I was talking about.
Yep. That was the question.
All right.
Yeah. Totally.
Square Enix, Just Cause 3.
Nice. That game looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Nier, the sequel to Nier. Guess.
Good for them. That dude's weird. Nice. For Nier.
It's weird.
I'm going to say Tampax.
Rise of the Tomb Raider. We talked about that. Tomb Raider Go.
Is that the same thing as Hitman Go, just Tomb Raider?
Yeah, I think so.
Who guess? I never played the
Tampax. Hitman Go is pretty good.
Yeah, meh. Dragon Quest Heroes, The World's Tree, Woe, and The Blight Below.
Is that? That's the Dynasty Warriors one. It's so good.
That's the Dynasty Warriors one. Tampax.
It looks really good.
Final Fantasy VII Remake, we talked about that. Kingdom Hearts X Unchained.
Which one's that?
I think it's a remake of Unchained. Isn't there one called Unchained?
Nabushin, where are you when we need you,
I know,
buddy?
Right? This is a Tampax for me, regardless.
Yeah, it's going to be a Tampax.
Tampax for me. I really want to love you, Kingdom Hearts. You won't let me.
It's
just
right.
Just be it. You won't let me. You're holding me back. You're holding me back.
It's your fault that I don't love you. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Same deal.
Yeah, Tampax.
I'm actually going to go nice for this one. Yeah. I'm actually going to go
nice.
It
looks really good. Yeah. Make me love you. Let me love you. Let me love you.
Let's see. World of Final Fantasy. Oh, we talked about that. Hitman,
yeah,
we talked about that.
Yeah.
Star Ocean.
Oh, no. Nope.
Tampax.
Nope. Yeah, who guessed? Nope. Stay away. No.
Was the last Star Ocean the 360 one that was pretty bad?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I think so. I think I know what this one's going to get. Deus Ex. Fucking woot.
Fucking woot.
Yeah.
Woot.
Tokyo RPG Factory. I have no comment. Meh.
Tampax.
I'm
going
to say who guessed because I have no idea.
Good for those folks.
I know. Congratulations. You guys have a new studio. Not at E3. Final Fantasy 15. Nice, I guess.
Nice. Yeah, sure.
Tampax. Conference overall.
Tampax.
Tampax.
Wait.
I'll give it a Tampax.
Yeah, Tampax. Because I like you, Moon Man.
There's some good stuff. The good stuff out of that thing was Final Fantasy VII and the stuff made by Western Studios.
Yeah. He has a few more listed that were just like third party. So Transformers Devastation.
Yeah, I guess they did real good with their last licensed game, didn't they?
That's exactly what I'm scared about, dude.
Yeah, but this one looks so good.
But
it's like old school, man. It's good.
I know it looks good, but it's definitely their like B or C team working on it for sure.
Yeah, it depends on which team they have. I'm super skeptical.
Yeah, I'm gonna say nice on it though.
I'm gonna say nice, and I think we pretty much niced Korra last time.
We got kicked in the
balls.
We're
like, oh, Korra, whatever. Like, oh, fucking who guys? Oh, Platinum's making it. Oh, nice.
Yeah, fuck. Ain't no action games. Let me tell you.
Sweet.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5.
I don't give a shit. About Tony Hawk
anymore. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I mean, meh for me. I don't have a fun or great love. Anyway,
back in the day, for sure.
Guitar Hero Live. Who guys?
Meh.
Meh.
Rock Band 4.
I'm going to nice that.
Woot.
Just because I can carry that shit over. So.
Woot. Sweet.
Mad Max. Meh.
Tampax.
Metal Gear Solid 5. Woot.
Dude, fucking woot.
Nice.
Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm 4.
Don't give a fuck.
Who
gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
You guys. The games are fun. Tampax.
Let's see. VR games.
Tampax. I haven't seen any.
Yeah,
I have Tampax. No idea what that even is. I'm going to... Yeah, Tampax. No clue.
Yeah.
I'm scared about how many people... Yeah.
Are going to
Tampax.
E3 overall.
I'm going to say woot. I love this E3.
Yeah.
It was,
I thought
super
it was
good.
Really good.
Nice for me, though. But
yeah. Woot for me, too. Woot for me, too. So
I liked them.
That is it. That is our hype meter for E3 2015. So thank you, Namishin, for throwing that in. And
for what should be a 5-minute segment got dragged out to like 23.
Maybe more.
Because we cannot not just say one fucking word.
I know, it doesn't work. I think he didn't say that this time around. He didn't say only.
No, I know.
He knows better.
Yeah, I'm just going by like,
I think that's kind of a running joke now. It's like, hey, only say one word. Ha ha. Okay.
So you just fucking go make it a show.
That's right.
Whatever. 3 hours later.
All right, let's do some new releases. We're going to wrap this shit up quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
Blaze Blue Chrono Phantasma Extend.
Cool.
I feel like we already said that was coming out, and that's coming out for everything.
PC? Oh, everything?
PS3,
what?
PS4, Xbone, and...
Oh my god, maybe I can buy a fighter to use my $200 stick.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Hyper Dimension Neptunia Rebirth 3 V Generation.
I'm pretty sure there's one of those every week.
Yeah, I think there is.
Now you're just lying to us.
I don't know. So that's for Vita. J-Star's Victory versus Plus.
Yeah.
It's coming across all PlayStation platforms.
Exciting.
Red Goddess, Inner World is coming out for PS4. Whispering Willows is coming out for PS4 and PS Vita. And then Samurai Warriors Chronicles 3 is coming out for Vita. Arcade Archives Scramble is coming for PS4. Quiplash. Ugh. It's coming out for PS3, PS4, Xbone, and PC. Rise of Incarnates. That's for PC.
Oh,
is that the DC thing?
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck this one up.
Play. Anyway.
Yeah, I think it is.
I'm gonna fuck this one up. R No Surge Plus.
Sure.
And there's also a limited edition. And then Subspace Continuum is coming out for PC. And that is your new release list. Pick of the week.
J-Stars versus Plus.
There's not a lot to choose from.
J-Stars versus Plus.
If you haven't bought Batman, buy Batman.
I agree. That's what I'll say.
Okay.
All right. We have two more emails. So one of you guys want to take the first one, and I'll take the second one?
Goddamn right. I will take
Jason,
one.
You do that up.
Watch me or listen to me click furiously. I found them.
And try to find
found them. Well, long time, no fucking long see. I'm that guy.
Hey.
Jake G. Remember me?
Am I right? Holy shit.
It's been about
rhyming.
Holy shit.
Stopping a diamond.
It's been about 450 days since my last email to you guys. That's 1.23206 years. What? 10,800 hours. All right. So I fell out of podcast completely about a year and a half ago. But then I realized how much I missed hearing people talk about games.
No.
In fact, I've just started playing games again. My God, he's in deep. We got to help him. I don't know why.
Pull him out of that hole.
I don't know why, but I've just this week started playing through my Steam backlog. Playing games again. I've listened to your last few shows from this one, and I'm super sorry I've never listened and interacted for so long. It's okay.
It's okay.
But I have something to ask of you guys. Sell me on console gaming again. I currently own 502 games on Steam. I got a GTX 970, 4GB graphics card. I've got one game on PS4, not counting PS Plus stuff, which is Infinity 2.0 and one on Wii U.
Wow.
He has Zombie U on Wii U. I don't even have FIFA. Me. No FIFA.
Yeah, he's a fucking English bloke, FIFA, so he loves his FIFA.
I heard in the new FIFA they put buttons above their heads.
I don't know what
I hear that in the new FIFA that Pele will have a conversation with you about random shits.
For like 20 minutes.
While there's a countdown timer that says 20 minutes until Battlefront.
Until Battlefield.
Yo, what the hell? Also, in December, I graduated university with a degree in games development.
Congratulations, nice. Dude. Congrats, that is huge. Dude. That is awesome. Yeah.
But he is still yet to make a game.
That's all right.
I'll get on that.
Oh.
Well, then you convince us to get into console gaming, Jake.
E3 has sold me on console gaming slightly, but not much. I will definitely be getting Uncharted 1 through 3, HD-er, and 4.
HD-er.
As well as Horizon and Final Fantasy 7. But they're a ways off. What should I be playing now? I'm open to Destiny, if I have people to play with. But absolutely every single one of my friends have X-boners.
If you want to play Destiny, then you can join our clan, and then that might help. I don't know. We usually are up until like 12-1 playing.
So. Instant friends. Misery loves company. There's plenty of people out there that will, that are happy to suck you into Destiny.
It's the best game we love to hate, I'll tell you.
Sure. as always, I'm still a story whore. Is there anything like Alan Wake, Virtue's Last Reward, or the Telltale stuff? Level of storytelling on PS4 or even Wii U for that matter.
Are the new Telltale games on PC too?
Yeah, they're on everything.
Okay, well, there you go.
They're all over the place. I got some on my fucking iPad right now. It's crazy.
My console gaming thing. Like, I'm not gonna try to sell you anything because pretty much it's you either like the Microsoft exclusives or the PlayStation exclusives, or you can just play on a PC and play everything else that's in between.
Yeah.
I like the console thing just for the ease of use, basically.
So Jake G92 wanted to reiterate something. He says, also, I should probably mention that I graduated university with a degree in games development. I am still yet to make a game you guys great to listen to while editing my YouTube videos, and now I play a certain game that I have always hated, but yeah, there's no way around this. I actually like Pokemon now. I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway, the listener count is going up plus one every week from now. I promise. smiley face, tongue sticking out. Lots of love, beer, and giggles. Jake G. 92.
I can't believe it's been that long since Jake G's fucking wrote in.
It has been a long time.
I guess.
Dude's old school.
That's been a long fucking time. That's been over a year. Jesus Christ.
All right. Last one is. Okay, good. Go ahead,
I was just talking, should we try and sell them on console game? I guess the only thing that I can say is that
I'm not going to try and sell them. It's like you either want the games on console or you don't.
Right. Yeah, pretty much. That's what it boils down
to. I mean, if Uncharted looks good to you, then get a buy Uncharted. You've got a PS4 already. Yeah. It sounds like so.
Right.
You're already involved in the console gaming, so that's the thing. It's like if you want to stay on PC, stay on PC. But you already have a PS4 for all the exclusives that come out, so you're fine.
Yeah, PS4s, consoles are great for like a low price of entry, and upkeep and shit like that. And PlayStation's been doing a lot of great like flash sales. I've got one going on right now. Yep. So, there's lots of stuff out there. I definitely like PC gaming better. I think because sorry.
I'm just kidding. I'm just busting your balls.
But
how's Batman doing?
Batman's doing great for me.
PC Master Race, man. Uh-huh. You know, I'm just going to
be a part of PC Master Race for only $800.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's what I think is I can't just, even though I'm a console guy, I can't justify like just going into consoles if you can get a decent PC. So,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, there's way more stuff out there for PC.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right, I'm done. Sorry, I can't tell you.
All right, last email, and I think this one will be pretty quick. Hi, guys. This email is going to be a little bit longer than my last email. Jason may need a glass of water to get through it.
I'm
reading it, so Jason might not need a glass of water. I know you are all big-time lovers of Destiny. Okay, Chris and Travis are the Destiny lovers. So I figure y'all might be – y'all. You made me say y'all. God damn it.
Y'all.
Might be able to answer this answer a question for me. Is Destiny worth a single player experience? Worth it for a single player experience?
No.
Okay, don't listen to the haters.
No.
Here's the deal. Here's the reality of it.
Okay.
If you want a compelling story, the answer is no. If you want a really good shooter, good gameplay with some loot that you get to pick up and have cool guns, then yes, it is.
Single player?
Super cheap. Yeah, single player. Why the fuck not? It is a great shooter.
I put 60 hours into the game and I played probably about 10 of it single player and wanted to shoot myself in the face. I thought single player was boring as hell. Boring as balls. Unless you're willing to team up with randoms. Then at that point, you're not playing single player anymore. So, yeah.
It should be stated that you cannot play this game offline. You have to be online to play it.
You have to be online, but you can still do the main missions.
Yeah,
you
can still do all the main missions single player.
How do you sleep I
personally
that
think that the gameplay is fantastic. So I think that's enough for me to drive me through it. But the story is non-existent. So, I think
you'll
love
it. When you play it single player, you'll like it for a while. And then I got to the point where I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I think it really depends on the person. So, but as I said, from a story standpoint, no, it is not. And that is all our emails, gentlemen.
We currently do not have
any plans for next week.
No, we do not.
I'm going to be out of town for the weekend. So if we do a show, it's probably going to be a shorter distractions and news and emails kind of show. If you guys want to send some emails, please do that. You can do that by sending it to email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337. If you are on Twitter, follow us. We are Indus Podcast, or Indus Questions. And individually, we are Indus Chris, Unistrike, the Travis Bomb, who was here earlier, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
If you are on Facebook, Google Plus, Stitcher, or Steam, just search for Interactive Distractions and you will find us. And, come over to VG Evo, join the community and meet some gamers.
And don't play Destiny single player.
And that's all I have. So you guys have anything else before we wrap up?
I'm just disappointed in you that you would do something like that to somebody. I thought I knew you, Riccio.
Just because you're a hater doesn't mean it's a horrible game, all right?
Well, and Greg's the fan. He can just like log on and just start playing with people and he might like it.
Yeah, that's true. To be fair, tight community out there, so yeah, you may as well play it with other people.
Yeah, there's a looking for group that you can get into. There's a lot of ways to hook up with people to play with. But to be fair, I played a lot of the game to start off with, the vanilla Destiny. I played a lot of that single player, and I got through it fine. I thought it was, as I said, the gameplay was enough. It was solid. It was easily the best controlling shooter I'd ever played. So, but once I got to the end game, that's when I really needed other people because it was hard to do. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, anything before we wrap up and get out of here?
Yo, J-Star's victory versus Plus.
The versus Plus.
It's a thing that you should probably get Batman instead.
Probably, but check out a video or something. It's super wacky and crazy. It's fun.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening.
What do I know?
Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher, please leave us a review. We would appreciate that. So until next time, my name is Chris.
My name is Jason.
And I am Jeff.
Play your games. Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.